Okay. Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to Shir. We're up to Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hakol Ksheirim Lahavi Yisrael, Chutz Mechirah Shalta Bekotan V'Suma V'Ovi Kuchav. Kibel HaKotan V'Higdil, Chirish V'Nispakeach, Suma V'Nispakeach, Shuma V'Nishtape. Those are obviously all parallel. The katan, when the husband gave him the get, was a katan, then grew up before the Nesina, or he was a deaf mute, and then he was cured, or he was blind, and then he was cured, or he was shote. Insane, let's say. And then he gained his sanity. Kosher, then it is Okay, so if he started out with puzzle and then ended up kosher, that's no good. But if he started and ended okay, then even though in the middle he became puzzle, he became not a bit dust, that's no problem. Now the more discusses why are these, there were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people who were puzzle in the Mishnah. Why are these 5 people? Who granted chirushot v'katan are puzzle because they don't halachically have das. So what if they don't halachically have das? It's obvious that there's some problem with not having das. It's obvious that in general, in all of shas, I can't appoint a shliach. Someone can't be my shliach if they don't have das. It just doesn't say explicitly in shas why anywhere. So here we have Machlokes Rishonim, which we're not going to go into. We just mention what's the mucker in the Chumash to be Mema'it Lav Beidas. Rashi says it's Ish. Because in the one of the Pesukim in the beginning of the second parak of Kiddushin is where they learn the concept of Shlichas. And one of the their different Pesukim they learn from, but one of them is when we have the Ish is written by Ish celebrates Avos, by Shchitas HaPesach, and Ish, now Ish in general in Shas is Mema'et a Katan, meaning, you know, bar mitzvah as opposed to a young child. It never says in Shas, Ish is clearly means physical adulthood. It never says in Shas whether Ish means mental adulthood, as it were, mental ability or not. Rashi assumes, this is what Rashi adds, the Gemara says in other places that Ish, what's the soul of Lav B'nei Da'as? So Rashi says it's from Ish, which excludes, Ish means not just an adult, but someone who has adult capabilities to exclude a Chereshot V'Katan, and a bunch of other Rishonim, such as who did I put here? The Meiri and the Tosos Rid, and others. And the Ravid says more or less this in the Mishnah Torah. The Meiri and the Tosos Rid and the Ravid say Gam Atem are the psukim from which we learn Shlichus by Truma, which is one of the sources of learning Shlichus and Kol Tarkula in the second part of Kedushin. It says Atem Gam Atem. Atem, you can take Truma. Gam Atem, your Shliach can take Truma. And the Gemara says, Ma Atem Ledatchem Afshluchem Ledatchem. Just like you are doing it by your own Das, likewise your Shliach is doing it by your Das. Now, here it means your agreement. The Gemara doesn't explicitly say it means like intellectual capability. Their Das just means agreement. But the Rishonim, you have to expand something. So Rashi either says Ish means someone with intellectual ability, or Gam Atem. And they apply the drush of the Gemara. There's a hekish, gam to atem, in a slightly lema'it chirashot and katam, which is a chirish, that ish is intellectual, not just physical. Gam atem, ma'atem, lada'as, right? What's the lashon tosas right here? B'chiyashlich bardas, dumya de sholcho. He doesn't mention the drusha, the Meir mentioned the drusha. Ma'atem, lada'as, meaning b'nei das, af shluchachem l'das, just like the guy himself can take truma if he has das, likewise the shliach has to have das, dumya d'sholcho, That's clear in the Meiri. Seems to be where the Rid is going as well, and where the Rive in Mishnah Torah we'll see in a few moments goes as well. Okay, so you have two theories why we're Ma'at Chir Shot because of Shlichas. In any case, we're Ma'at them. Now we're going to go on to the thing we're going to concentrate on a little more. Ove Kochavim Nami, the Lav Bar Het Teiruhu. Akum also, here we have a Gersa problem. No one's sure what the next word is. So, what's the Psul of Akum? So, there are three Gersos in the Gemara, Rashi's Gersa, and the Rashba seems to assume there's a main Gersa, and all the Rishonim quote this as sort of one of the Gersa options. Rashi says, Lav Bar Hetera. What's the Gersa? A Rashi Ve'od Lav Bar Hetera. He is not shy of to being Matir, meaning to be Matir or wife. To remarry, the Rif and the Tosfos Rid have the Gersa of Lav B'nei Krisos. They're not shy of the Krisos, they're not shy of two Gittin and Kedushin, because Goyim are not Batoris Gittin and Kedushin. And the Rashba and the Ran mentioned a Gersa. For some reason, the Rashba thought this was the Gersa of Rashi, but the Rashba and the Ran and others mention the Gersa of Lav B'nei Torah, obviously not in the way we modern way we use the word B'nei Torah, but meaning in the more literal sense, they never received the Torah, right? The Torah does not apply to Goyim. Okay, what is the Svara behind this? There are basically two different Svaras. Here's the Gersa. What is the Svara behind this? So the Rashba says that it means they're excluded from Shlichus. They're excluded from Shlichus, as we'll see on Amud Beis, Atem Gam Atem, Ma'atem B'nei Bris, Af Shluchachem B'nei Bris. So says the Rashba that it's a ma'atem b'nei bris af shluchachem b'nei bris. Since we learned this is generally true, certainly midaraisa midrabanan, the we paskin l'chumra based on. Okay, I think Rashi says it in the fifth parak of Bamitzia that l'chumra we assume that midrabanan you're not allowed to send a goy to do an aveira. But really, midaraisa, there's no shlichus for a guy, because atem, gam atem, we learn shlichus and gam atem, which is the hekech between gam and atem, just like you're Jewish, the shliach has to be Jewish. Rashi here says something different, says Rashi, ein lahem kiddushim, ein gittin noagim behem, of midir lanafshi, lo chazi, lo matzim, nevah shlichus lachrini. Those are basically the two svaras that we have in Amud Beis. This is what's called ein abatoris gittin kiddushim. So says Rashi, and the Rid, he says, nope, Einam b'toras gittin v'kidushin. Einam b'toras gittin v'kidushin. How does this fit in with the various gersos? Very, very clearly that if you have the gersa of Lav B'nei Krisos, that clearly matches this svara. Right? Lav B'nei Krisos is not having to do with their status in Kol Tzarkula. Specifically, they're not shayach to gittin Vicky Dushin. If you have the Girsa of Lav B'nei Torah, Lav B'nei Torah is a little less clear, but Lav B'nei Torah sounds like they're not shayach to the Torah. The Rashba assumes and the Ran assumes that if you have the Girsa of Lav B'nei Torah, then that means is they're excluded from the Torah of Shlichus in general. What if you have the Girsa of Lav B'nei Hetera? What if you have the Girsa of Lav B'nei Hetera? Here it's a little more controversial. Rashi had the Girsa of Lav B'nei Hetera and said that. He said that it means the Napator is getting the Kedushin. The Rashba really didn't like that shot. He had the Girsa of Lav B'nei Hetera. And he said, no, Lav B'nei Hetera means they can't make a Heter because they're excluded from Shlichus. Okay, so within the Gersa, the Ran says it depends on the Gersa, but he doesn't bring up Hetera. The Ran just says it depends whether you have Torah or Prisus. He says, if you have the Gersa of Torah, then it's excluded from Shlichus. If you have the Gersa of Krisus, then it's in of Torah to get the Kiddushin. He doesn't say what to do with the Gersa of Torah, but in any case, we have three Gersos and two possible Pshatim. What's the obvious nafkamina between the Pshatim? The obvious nafkamina between the Pshatim will be, are we excluding only a guy? Or, because both of these are true. It seems, rather, both of these seem to be true. It seems to be true later that you need Issa B'Torah Tzgidin B'Kiddushin on other days. It seems to be that you need B'Kiddushin on other days. The nafkamina would be, are we excluding only Goyim or also Avadim? If it's Matem Nebris, Avshluchim Nebris, we're excluding only Goyim. So here, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is Avadim. If we say Inu B'Torahs, then Avadim are also excluded. Right? Then Avadim are also excluded, which Rashi is going to say in the very next, what we'll get to in a few moments. If you say Inim B'nei Bris, then Avadim are not excluded by this line in the Gemara. Okay, whether or not they'll be excluded later, we know is the famous machlok between the Rimi Gash and everyone else, not excluded by this line in the Gemara. Lehalacha, it is unclear. If you have the parish that goyim are puzzle because they're not b'nei bris, they're excluded from the Torah of shlichos in general, then we're not sure what the name of Evan is. He's certainly not excluded yet. We're not sure if he'll ever be excluded. After all, we're going to discuss him later. If you have the parish that it's because they're not b'torah, it's getting mikidushim, we've already excluded an Evan. Okay, and obviously we'll come back to an Evan. That will be where a lot of the action is. But first, we're just going to do the next line of the Gemara, and then we'll come back to the Evid, which is going to be the deep sukkah today. But continuing the Gemara. El Asuma Amailo. What's wrong with Asuma? After all, Asuma has Das, and Asuma is Jewish. Amar Sheches, Lefi She'eni Odeya, Mimi No Lo Lomi No Spell. Rav Sheches says the problem with Asuma is not a formal problem in the Gavra, rather it's a practical problem. The Suma doesn't know who he's taking it from and who he's giving it to, so he can't do the Shlichas accurately. Maskler of Yosef, Hech Suma Mutar Be'ishto, Hech Le'an Mutar M'Shtamba Laila, Ella B'Tviya Seinu Dekala. Hachanam B'Tviya Seinu Dekala. He says that's ridiculous. Of course a Suma can know what he's doing. After all, how is a Suma allowed to sleep with his wife? How does he know? Maybe it's not his wife, maybe it's someone else, right? How is anyone allowed to sleep with his wife at night? Remember in those days, they didn't always have lights on at night. How do you ever know who anyone is in the dark? We all know who people are in the dark because we recognize their voice. So therefore, halachically, we rely on what's called tfias ein dekala, recognizing a voice. Assuming no problem. He could say, I got this gift from the husband. I recognize his voice. I'm giving to the wife. I recognize her voice. So that's not the problem. Rather, what's the problem? I'm Rav Yosef Hacha b'chutz l'aretz askina. The boy is named by funny nechtam. Ubefunny nechtam l'motzi le'veimar. Rather, Rav Yosef says, we're talking about Chutz La'aretz. Taka in Eretz Yisrael, Asuma is perfectly kosher for Olach Saget. It's only in Chutz La'aretz that Asuma is puzzle. Why? The testified funny nechtam, and he can't see the ksiv and the chasima. We already discussed once, if you recall, back in the first perek, why he can't say he heard the Kan Kul Musa and the Kan Megulta. We're not going to kosher that now, but he clearly cannot see the writing of the get. It wasn't befunai. The get cannot be written in his view. But if so, then if he was sighted at the time he received the get and then became blind, then he could say but the Mishnah says only if he got his sight back he's kosher, which implies that if he was blind and didn't get his sight back he's puzzled. The Gemara says, "Hu adin afal gav de lo chazmin sotayach ba'aydi toni shofin eshat b'chazmin eshtape time de chazmin eshtape lo chazmin eshtape lo tana nami pasovin eshtame b'chazmin sotayach." No, really, the suma is kosher if long as he was sighted when he saw the ksiv v'chasima, even if he turned blind and stayed blind. So why did say he became sighted again? Just to be parallel with the chirish of the bekata, or well, not bekata, and that can't go back and forth, but the shote, if he becomes a shote, is pasul eidos, and he's only believed if he regains his sanity. So likewise, to be parallel, they said the blind person regains his sight, but it's not true. Even if he doesn't regain his sight, it's not meant for a diuk. Even if he doesn't regain his sight, he's kosher. Amar Ravashi, diganami. That's doing in the Mishnah. The katani zeh klal kosher tchilas b'sof b'das kosher. Lo katani kol tchilas b'sof b'kashrus kosher. Shema mina. End of the sugya. Okay, that's doing in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the beginning and end you need to be a bentas. It never said in the beginning and end you need to be kosher lagamre. What does that show? If your problem is something other than das, if your problem is blindness, then you don't need to be kosher at the beginning and end. It's not to be kosher at the beginning, even if you're blind at the end. Shema mina. That's how we paskin. Now, we just have a famous machlokes rishonim here, right? The ksos that I put in brackets made this famous, but if you didn't see the ksos, I mean, the ksos just says what's obvious from the rishonim here. Just, you know, in the old days, more people had copies of the ksos than had copies of the rishonim. So the ksos made things famous. The Tosos here asks the question. Tosos de Ramaskel Huadin. He asked, Vahad Amar B'yesh Nochlin Hayyodei Le'edos Ashlon Estami V'nestami Pasol Le'edos. It says, Vafurshin Yesh Nochlin, the whole sugya, that you need Tchilas of a Sofo B'kashrus Le'edos, and if you became, the guy became blind, exactly like our case, he's Pasol Le'edos. So how come in Yesh Nochlin the Maskana is, it's Machlokas, the Maskana is that he's Pasol Le'edos. And over here the Maskana is that he's Kashrus Le'edos. Does it make sense? Shani hacha de gabi get a filu ishane menes teda filu summe karakama hachi elasuma amailo. No, get is different because in Yesh Nochlin they were talking about dini mamanus where you needed to be mamish kosher aid. But over here in funny nechtam, you don't need to be mamish kosher aid. An isha is neman, we learned earlier, a karov is neman, even a baldover is neman, right? That's the next Mishnah. Isha atma via es gita. You don't need to be a totally kosher aid, and therefore it's no problem. And the proof is because it says in the beginning of our sugya that the Summa should be totally kosher. Why aren't they worried about how you mach your Summa? The answer is because you don't need a kosher aid. You need an aid. You need a bendas aid. But you don't need a kosher aid for funny nechtam. As we recall from the very beginning of Masechet, that since Midoraisa, you don't need funny nechtam, it's only to come to Rabbanan, then Misham Egon, they were Mekel, that they were Mamin, even an inferior. Eight. Okay, the Rashba says something very similar. He says, because they were made to Mishum Iguna here, and they had lower standards of Eidos than in Yesh Nochlin. Yesh Nochlin, you have regular standards of Eidos. Here you have lower standards of Eidos. Therefore, they were, in the Lashon of the Rashba, Machshir, give me half a second, sorry. Therefore, Mishomiguna Hekilo Bitchilas of Akashras. They say it's good enough if he was kosher at the beginning, even if he's not kosher at the end. And the Ramban quotes something similar in the name of the Rashba. So let's ask the simple question here. If we have Bava Basra Daf Kuf Chaf Ches, what Amud was it? Amud Aleph, right? Inan Lasso Bisofo Bikashros, meaning the exact case. Pasuach the Nis Tame is puzzle. However, in Gittin Chaf Gimlam and Aleph, we say explicitly you need das at the beginning of the end, but you don't need total kashras. Pasuach the Nis Tame is kosher. So how do you resolve that stira? So there are two basic ways of resolving the stira based on two different assumptions. What does the Tosos do? Tosos compares a Summa to a Psule Eidos, right? Tosos says, well, it's like Isha, who's Psule Eidos. Isha has Das, it's just a technical Psule Eidos. So Summa is also a technical Psule Eidos. So what does Tosos and the Rashba and the Ravid in the Ramban answer? So one derech is Tosos and the Rashba and the Ravid. Okay, there are many other Rishonim who say similar things, but that's good enough. Tosos, the Rashba, the Ravid, what do they say? What's their assumption? What's the yesod of their shita? The yesod of their shita is that a Summa is a sol gavra le'edos. A Summa is pasul le'edos. So here, this makes perfect sense. Nicha. After all, if a Summa is pasul le'edos, then if he was a Summa at the beginning or a Summa at the end, then he should be pasul, because you need tchilas of the middle is okay, but you need tchilas of sof b'kashrus. What about here? Over here, mishum
Yuda Hikilo Lahakshir Sule Eidos.
After all, there are machshir lots of Sule Eidos here. What's the big deal? Over here, Mishabiguna Hikilo. It was just a kula of Igun. However, there's another approach.
What's the other approach? If you look in the Ramban and the Ran, I think that's maybe who we put here. If you look at the
Ramban and the Ran and the Meiri,
sorry,
they start with a different approach. They say no.
Really, here's the rule. What's their approach? Their yesod is that a summa is not so gavra, just a technical problem in describing what happened. A summa is not a so gavra. A summa is just a technical problem.
The summa has trouble telling you what happened because you think it's very hard to give eidos. Like, for example, right, not at most people don't have tfias kala in everyone, right? We're not talking about necessarily your best friend. What do you, the summa is going to get up and say, you know, I saw, meaning even if he was cited at the time. But when he gets up in court, what's he going to say? I saw this person kill that person. Or Dini Mamanis, I saw this person, you know, dent this person's car. He doesn't know who the person is. You know, how do we know he has tfias eina dekala necessarily, right? In a stam person, you know, maybe he's his best friend who's getting divorced. He's involved. He knows his best friend and his neighbor, but he doesn't know most people or the cases there. They're arguing over who owns a certain talus. So how is he going to say who owns this talus? Which talus, right? A regular person can come up and testify and say, this talus I know belongs to Reuven. I saw him buy it. I saw Shimon steal it, etc. But the summa, what's he going to say? He says, I saw Shimon steal a talus from Reuven, but which talus? He can't tell us it's this talus because he doesn't know. And likewise, my land. I saw he encroached on someone's land. How do you know exactly where did he go, etc.? It's very hard for a summa to express himself. And therefore, but really, he's totally kosher. So what am I saying? Over here is just a technical problem. It's not that you need tefillos of sofa b'kashrus. No, I mean, that's the lush of the Gemara there, but it's not that you need a technical form. It's not that it's a formal din in the Gavra, a technical problem, which is that he can't express the testimony accurately, even though if anyone looked at the Shaklavatari in Bava Basra there, I forget who the Amoram, where they say he can describe it that way, he can describe it the other way. But the Maskana is, no, we don't trust him to describe it this way, right? If Shai stole Isaac's talus, then the blind person says, I saw Shai steal Isaac's talus. They go, which talus? He says, well, I know it was exactly yay wide and exactly yay high, and it had this stripe, etc. But we don't rely on that. There might be a lot of talation that match that description. You know, it's too hard to rely on his testimony, Dini Mamanos, because he can't express himself properly. But over here, then it's Nicha. What do you mean express himself properly? This is not a testimony. He has to say who stole whose money and this and that. All he has to say is funny nechtam. It's not hard to express funny nechtam, right? It's not hard to express funny nechtam, meaning in that case, what's he going to say? Befanai nechtam, funny nechtam. We're going to ask him, but which get is befanai nechtam, funny nechtam? He's going to say the get I'm holding. The get that's in my pocket was befanai nechtam, funny nechtam. There's no ambiguity there. It's not something that's hard to express. It's not something that he needs to point to something and say, I recognize in order to express, and therefore it's no problem. And here we have a very, very fundamental machlokas, Rishonim, as to the din of a summa. Tosos and the Rashba and the Ravid assume that a summa is a psol gavra for eidos, just like Chirishot v'katan, and Karov and Russia, etc. Mehechi tesi. After all, Chirishot v'katan, we need a pasuk to exclude them from eidos. Shneha nashim and not Chirishot v'katan, and Shneha nashim and not nashim and avadim. You have a very complicated limud from loyum so avos albanim and krovim from loyum so avos albanim, etc., etc. What's the mucker to exclude a summa from eidos? So Rashi joins this. Rashi and Nida happens to mention when they're talking about a summa be'achas me'einav, a one-eyed man who is kosher le'edus. Rashi says, But if he was totally blind, he'd be pasul eidus because the pasul says, oh, ra'ah.
What does it say in Vayikra Perkei? Vehu eid, by shvuata eidut. Oh, ra'ah, oh, yada. Or he saw, or he knew. So what does it mean, oh, ra'ah, oh, yada? So you could have said, ah, there are two choices. He could have seen, he could have known. It's just talking about how he knows things, talking about what we call nowadays epistemology. But the Rashi says, no, it's a drusha. Oh, ra'ah means he has to be someone who's shayat to re'iyah. It's a drusha about the gavra. That's Rashi's kiddush. You would think oh, ra'ah is just referring to how he knows something. He knows it by seeing, and he doesn't have to know it by seeing. Oh, ra'ah, yada, he can know it by knowing. But Rashi's mechadish a drusha here. Right? And what's the makar? The makar is, and obviously Rashi joins this approach, right? The makar is what Rashi says from Ora'ah. It's a drasha, not a pshutusho mikra. Since it says Ora'ah, it has to be someone who could see. He might not have seen it. He might have heard it, right? But he has to be someone who could see because the pasuk says Ora'ah, so it's a drasha that's referring to a sighted person. And the other Rishonim would just deny this drasha. They would deny Rashi's drasha. They would say, no, that's not Mefurish and Chazal. Never says, oh, ra'ah excludes a gavra suma. So that is the machlokes. Just within this shita, there are actually two different shitas. If you want to know what's the yisod, what's the shita of a suma, so number one is Tosos, Raivit, Rashba, and Rashi. Rashi, not an arso, give it over there, who sends up sol gavra. Number two is the Ramban, the Ran, and the Meiri, who say there's no psul gavra. It's just he has a technical problem expressing himself. And even though in Bavasa they thought he could express himself, it's too ambiguous and we can't rely on it. He can't express himself exactly. Within that, there's a machlok in the Ramban and the Ran versus Meiri. But what if he can express himself exactly? For example, what if his testimony is not that a certain land belongs to someone, and we ask which land, and he's able to tell us exactly from where to where. His testimony is not a certain talus belongs to someone, or a certain gold belongs to someone, and he has to identify it. What if his testimony is that I saw, remember, he could have been sighted and then lost his sight. I saw Reuven lend Shimon $1,000. Okay, he doesn't need to identify it. He doesn't need to say, I saw this $10,000. He says, I saw Reuven lend Shimon $1,000. Or for that matter, he heard Reuven admit to Shimon that he owes him $1,000, right? So what if it's a testimony that doesn't require any sight in order to express itself? So this, there's actually two deos, Mahalacha, the Ramban and the Ran say that the Rabbanon, Midrabbanon, he can't testify for any dine mamonos as a low plug. The Ramban and the Ran says there's a low plug. He can testify funny nechtam, but he can't testify dine mamonos at all because of a low plug. Since there are some dine mamonos he's not believed for, there are bun and pass them for all dine mamonos, so they compromise a little. What do they say? They say he's really not a psul gavra min a Torah, but midrabbanan, there are goes on him for dine mamonos, so as not to have to distinguish in each case of dine mamonos. The Meiri is a little more radical. Says the Meiri, says no, no, no. And testify. For dine mamonos, if vision is not required. The Meiri says in a chanami. They didn't make a low plug. Taka, according to the Meiri, when the Gemara, and the Meiri says the same thing about Basra, obviously. When the Gemara about Basra says in the end he's puzzle, they don't mean he's puzzle for all Dine Mamonos. They just mean he's puzzle for Dine Mamonos, where we suspect that he could easily make a mistake in expressing himself. But in a chanami, if he wants to testify, Reuven lent Shimon $100 on Tuesday, where he doesn't need to point to anything in order to do that, then, according to the, again, Justice Chazer, the Summa comes in and wants to testify, Reuven lent Shimon $1,000,000. According to Rashi, Tosfos Rashi, Raivit, of course he can't. He's a psul gavra. According to the Ramban, Midoraisi can. He's no psul gavra, and there's no technical problem. Midorabbanan, they made a low plug. And according to the Meiri, Taki could testify. When he can testify, he can testify. When he can't, he can't. Okay, those are the three deos about Summa. Okay, very fundamental machlokas about the status of Summa for Eidos here. I have a bone to pick. I don't know if anyone got a chance to see it. It's a fascinating discussion, the Mahari ben Leiv. The Mahari ben Leiv
had a fascinating shaila. What was his shaila? Shaila is the Eidus Isha about Aguna. Okay, we feel bad for the Aguna, but we're interested in analyzing the lumdus. What was the case? There was a case of a guy who, was a Rasha. He had shmatted, right? Without getting into, okay, we're not getting into the whole question of the Inquisition, etc. He started the assumption that the guy who went to church and was baptized and lived like a Christian and worshiped Avodah Zarah is Pasul Eidus. Let's grant him that assumption because that's not our topic. So what happened? Then the guy did tshuva. And apparently in this case, like the guy could have escaped and didn't, so he really was Pasul Eidus. The guy did tshuva. And now he wants to testify that when he was a Christian, quote unquote, he saw a certain person get killed. Now that he's a good Jew, he wants to testify that his wife can remarry. Maybe it's nice that Mar Reuven Leib stretched the kula in this case of Aguna, but his raya was very questionable. What was his raya? That was the case of Chilasa B'Psol B'Sofa B'Kashras. What was his raya? His raya was our sugya. Just like in our sugya, the guy who started out sighted and ended up blind is Kasher Mishomi Guna. Likewise, we should always compare Eidus Isha to Funny Nechtam. The Gemara compares it in many places. The next Mishnah will contrast it. But it will nonetheless contrast it seemingly from a place of comparison. The contrast is slight. The comparison is general. The contrast is specific. The comparison is general. So he says, we see from here that we're making on Tchilosobus Bekashros Visofo, Tchilosob Apostolos Visofo Bekashros Mishom Igun. That was his Chiddush. And he paskin based on the Rashba in our Sugyu says we're making Tchilosob Bekashros, and the Tosos in our Sugyu says we're making Mishom Igun. He doesn't say Mishom Igun, but that's obviously what he means. And therefore, he's making in that case. Okay, I'm not going to question the Mar Reuven Leib. Number one, because the Mar Reuven Leib is much greater than I am. Number two, because, you know, I don't want to ruin this poor Iguna, it's poor Iguna's life after the Mar Reuven Leib was already mater and he was the Gadol HaDor. And of course, number three, because this happened 500 years ago. So it's water under the bridge at this point. But I'm not convinced that he's right at all. Hey, meaning, what was the heter of Tosos and the Rashva and the Raivit here? The heter of the Rishonim here was not that if someone started out Pussel, it's okay for him to testify. The heter was that if someone is now Pussel, it's kosher for him to testify. That a Suma is kosher, like an Isha, and like an Eved, and like a Karov, and like a Baldover. Right, their heter was not based on the fact that their heter was that even if you're puzzled the whole time they were machshir you. But here we have a problem because a Rasha, we know it says mefurish, they were not machshir to say funny nechtam, neither for get nor for igun. So their basically heter was they were machshir psol gavra of suma. Mar Reuven Leib says likewise they were machshir someone who used to be a Rasha, but that's not true. They puzzled the Rasha. So it's not necessarily good proof. It doesn't prove it either way. But we know that a Rasha is different from a Suma, an Isha, an Eved, a Karov, and a Baldover. A Rasha is Pasul B'Makom Igun. Rasha Daraisa is Pasul B'Makom Igun. And all these other people are Kusher. So it's a little tricky. Just because we're Machshir Suma, that means we're Machshir Suma because we're Machshir Sol Gavra of Suma. But we're not Machshir Rasha. So how does this Machshir Rasha? So does this really prove that if we Pasul someone, it's okay if he started out that way? That's not parallel. This guy didn't start out a Suma. He ended up a Suma. So all I'm saying is that the Mar Reuven Leib is not necessarily so pashut. He's assuming because we're master assuming we're master somebody who used to be a Rasha. Not true. It's not a valid conclusion. It could be true, but it's not a valid proof of our sugya. Our proof sugya is that we are master assuming mikol v'chol. But from our sugya, every gavra is either totally pasul or totally kosher. A Rasha is totally pasul. A suma, isha, eved, kar, baldover is totally kosher. But a Rasha who's pasul, we have no proof that if he was a Rasha at the beginning and not in the end, that they were machshir him. Okay, so I'm not necessarily sure I'm convinced, but in any case, after 500 years, I'm not going to find the woman and argue on the Mar Reuven Leib.
Couldn't one say that what he's really learning from our sugya is the concept that if you have somebody at the present time who is totally kosher and knows something, that he would be okay?
You could, but keep in mind, that's actually not our case for him. Our case is the opposite. Our case is that now he's puzzled. Remember, he used to see and then he became blind. It's actually the opposite of his case. He used to be able to see, and now he's blind. Mar Reuven Leib's case, he used to be a Rasha, now he's a tzaddik. So it's really the opposite of his case. So it's not that we're machshir if he started out pasul. No, we're just machshir suma legamrei. but we weren't master of Rasha Lagamri. That's what Furish the Gemara Yivamos. So it's not so Pashit. And I maybe want to say in Lamdas that he thinks that there's two levels of Psul Rasha. A Rasha now is such a high level of Psul that even Mishum Aguna they weren't Mikol. But someone who started out a Rasha is only a technical Psul. And a technical Psul is no worse than a Sumo who's a technical Psul or a Karov who's a technical Psul. And I guess that's what he would have to say. He would have to say that the Rishus is a fundamental Psul. Let's say better. You know what? I can be matzlik to my Rebbe Leiv based on the following Chakira. Yesh lachkor, why is a Rasha Pasul Eidos? This actually has a lot to do with the Sugya of Eidos Isha, because it could be the difference between a Rasha who steals and a Rasha who's just not from, and that a Rasha who's not from is technically a very bad Jew, but a Rasha who steals is a terrible person. Okay, you could have gone different ways on that. Anyway, I think what Mari Ibn Leiv would say is this. I'm not going to put it on the board now, but what he would say is this. There's two levels of Psul Rasha. The Psul of someone who's now a Rasha is because he's a Chash Sheker. Someone who's now a Rasha is for sure lying. You can't believe anything he says. So someone who's for sure a Rasha is Psul even Makom Igun. Because how can you believe someone is a Rasha now? He's for sure lying. But someone who used to be a Rasha and is now a Tzaddik, like his case, why would he lie? Now he's a Tzaddik. Why would he lie? There's no Chash Sheker, right? This is the oldest Chakir in the book, right? If, let's pretend we learned all about Vassar and Sanhedrin today. What's the oldest Chakir in the book in Psulei Eidos? In most of Psulei Eidos, you have the following Chakira. Is it a technical Psul? Or is it a Chash Sheker? Right? Is it that he's puzzled for technical reasons, Alpik Zeres Akasov? Or is it that we think he's lying? So the Mari Ben Leiv would say this. Someone who's now a Rasha, we think he's lying. So even Mishum Egon, we don't believe him. Someone who used to be a Rasha and is now a Tzaddik, why would he lie? Now he's a Tzaddik. It's just a technical psul. It's just a Xeris Akasav psul. A Xeris Akasav psul is the same as Sumo, which is a Xeris Akasav psul, and the same as Karov, which is a Xeris Akasav psul, and the same as Isha, which is a Xeris Akasav psul. And if we're Machshir here, we're Machshir there. Okay, great. So we defended the Mari Ben Leiv. He's not saying that just like here, he used to be psul and then kosher. There, he used to be psul and then kosher. No, it's the opposite. Here, the guy used to be kosher and then psul, and there, the guy used to be psul and then kosher. What he's saying is just like Suma and Isha and Karov, which is a Xeris Akasav, and not that they're a big liar. We're Machshir Mishum Igun. Likewise, someone who used to be a Rasha, he's not a liar, now he's a truth teller. Why would he lie now? Because he used to be a Rasha. It's just a Xeris HaKasav soul. Any Xeris HaKasav soul is Mutar Makom Igun. Great, we're Matzik him. Let's move on to the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Isaac, when you get a chance. Says the Gemara. Bo minei merav Ami. Mi Rabbi Ami. Eved mao she yeaseh shliach l'kabal ge isha miyad bala. Can an Eved be a Shliach to Shliach Kabbalah, to receive the get on the wife's behalf from the husband? Interestingly, what already is like a little weird in the flow of this Gemara, what type of Shliach have we been talking about until now? Shliach Leholacha, right? The Shliach of the Baal. All of a sudden they ask Rabbi Ami, can an Eved be a Shliach of the Isha, what we call a Shliach LeKabbalah? Why is that? So it could be because there's something afoot, hinting there's some difference in Kabbalah and Holacha. Or it could be, no, don't make a big deal out of an innocent coincidence. Hey, after all, they weren't talking about the Mishnah. The Mishnah was talking about the Mishnah. Why? Because it was. And Rabbi Ami, they happened to ask a question. Maybe it came up once in their town, right? So you could be Medayik and say, all of a sudden, we're differentiating Kabbalah from Holacha. Or you could say, no, they asked Rabbi Ami a question. That's the question they happened to ask Rabbi Ami. Why? I don't know, for historical reasons. That came up in their town once as a shaila. Okay, so we're not sure yet whether we're Medayik in Kabbalah or not. Okay, if we are, Bekiyas Yidden, then we just read Gemara with Rashi, and Rashi knows we're not sure. He knows it's confusing. Are we switching to Kabbalah B'davka to all of a sudden differentiate Kabbalah from Halacha? Or is that just what happened to come up in Rabbi Yami's days? And Rashi sets us straight. The cop will get me a ballot paper, rest of Lazar, but who are the Nami Lohlocha, the Kulacha, the time, who will Kachai's Shayla based on Medrish? Right, Holocha, Kabbalah, all the same thing. There's no differentiation. Don't be overly Nadayak. Just happened to be in Rabbi Ami's base Medrish. That's the question that came up. And then the later redactors put Rabbi Ami in our Mishnah, and it looks like we're shifting gears from Holocha to Kabbalah, but it's not true. It's all the same thing. The Mishnah used one example. And in Rabbi Ami's days, they had another example. Okay, so if we're just Bekiyas Yidden, then Rashi sorted us out, and no problem. Let's continue the Gemara. Amar Lahu. He answered them. Because possibly the Obigo Chavim, since the Mishnah apostles a guy, Niklal de Eved Kosher, that implies an Eved is okay, right? This supports Rashi. After all, the Mishnah is about halacha. Rabbi Yami's question is about Kabbalah. And we answer Rabbi Yami's question by a diuk in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says a guy is pasul. The diuk is a guy is pasul, but an eved is kosher, because an eved is less than a guy. So therefore, an eved is kosher. Again, bein la halacha, bein la Kabbalah. Am Rav Asi, am Rav Yochanan. But all of a sudden, we switch, we shift tactics. Am Rav Asi, am Rav Yochanan. Ein ha-eved nasa shliach l'kabbalah get li isha miyad ba'alil. Bisha ein ha-batoris get mikidushin. An eved cannot be shliach l'kabbalah against the diuk from the Mishnah. Because he's not batoris getting v'kidushin. And here we're mechadish this concept, which remember, according to half the Rishon, we're already mechadish and Amin Aleph. But it's okay, it wasn't in this conversation in Rabbi Ami's Beis Medrash. It was just for the reader, we were ready to mechadish it. So for the reader, according to half the Rishonim, we already said this principle of lav b'nei krisos, or maybe lav b'nei hetera, lav bar hetera on Amin Aleph. According to half the Rishonim, we haven't said this yet. We just said lav b'nei Torah or something. But in any case, here we have the rule of b'toras getting v'kidushin. Okay, before we go back to that line, let's just finish up the sugya. Maskela Rabbi Lazar, taima b'milsa d'lesa, milsa isa kasher. You're saying an eved can't be shliach because he's not shaykh to it. That implies an eved can be a shliach of something he is shaykh to? No way. An eved can't be a shliach al pi, not al pi svara. You're saying it's a svara. If he's not shaykh, he can't do it. Saying no, it's a gzeres akasim. How do we know? Ba'ovei kochavim ba'kuti, a goyim akuti. The isnu b'toras truma nafshayu, who can take truma. It's a little known fact. A goy can bring a karbon, can make hektish. Well, we actually learned that in Erchin 2 years ago, and can give truma. The Mishnah says explicitly, if a goy or a kuti, they can't be our shliach. But if they take their own truma, then it counts. But the Mishnah says, if I send a goy to take truma for me, even if I give permission to point him a shliach, it doesn't count. My time. Oh, why can't I make a goy shliach? Not because he's not b'toras. He is b'toras. Why can't I make a goy shliach? Isn't it because we have the hekesh atem gamatem? Just like I'm a Yisrael, my shliach has to be Yisrael, and the goy is not a Yisrael, so that proves a shliach needs to be Yisrael, not a goy. And a shliach needs to be Yisrael, not a goy, and likewise needs to be Yisrael, not an eved, because an eved's not called Yisrael, so that proves the sole gavra of eved from shlichus. So it's not arguing on the din of Rabbi Yochanan, just the diuk of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says an eved's puzzle. But he says an eved's puzzle because he's not b'toras. We're saying, what are you thinking? Eved's only puzzle because it's not b'toras, but otherwise it'd be kosher? Not true. An eved's puzzle across the board is about 10 gamma 10. So I'm here. Yeah, I not know. Ma'atem b'nei bris. Avshluchem b'nei bris. End of this sugya. No, don't darshan that just like you're Yisrael, your shliach needs to be Yisrael. Lafuki eved. Just like you're b'nei bris, the shliach needs to be b'nei bris. But differently, b'nei bris and Yisrael is the Yisrael is Jews, full Jews, excluding Avadim, who the Rambam calls pseudo-Jews. But B'nai Bris means anyone who's in the Bris. We all know Avadim are in the Bris, right? Remember, Parshas Lech Lecha, right? The Avadim Tak are in the Bris. They have a Bris Mila, etc. The Avadim are in the Bris. Every Bris in the Torah, right? Parshas Nitzavim, Mechotei Beitzecha, V'yachoei Memecha, Lo'avecha, B'Bris, right? The Avadim are in the Bris. And therefore, an Eved is Shaykh and Shlichus. Just not in Get, because he's not B'Torah's Get in V'Kidushin. Okay, now, what's the big question? The big question mark is, what does Rabbi Yochanan do with Rabbi Ami? What do I mean by that? Rabbi Ami had a diuk. Rabbi Ami had a diuk. The Mishnah says goy is pasul, implying eved is kosher. And Rabbi Yochanan all of a sudden comes, okay, that diuk was equating Kabbalah and Halacha, fine, that's what Rashi wants us to leave all along. All of a sudden Rabbi Yochanan says, and pasul's the eved for shlichus, but that's against the diuk in the Mishnah. So here is our problem. Rabbi Yochanan says that an eved is pasul, but the diuk of the Mishnah is that Akum is pasul, and therefore an Eved is kosher. That's a previous line in the Gemara, and Rabbi Yochanan just ignores it. What does Rabbi Yochanan do with the diuk? So here we have, here's where the Rimi Gash starts out, says the Rimi Gash, I know you can answer this Medocha Gadol, but there's no good answer to this question. And therefore, what is the Rimi Gash Mechadesh based on this question? What's the Chiddush of the Rimi Gash based on this question? That? Yes, he says, I know Rav Ami wanted to start equating Halacha and Kabbalah, or at least, you know, making a deal from silence that Halacha and Kabbalah are the same. But Rabbi Ami only asked about Kabbalah. The Mishnah only asked about Halacha. I know Rabbi Ami wanted to start equating and connecting them, but that's exactly why he was wrong. Rabbi Yochanan said he's wrong. Why is he wrong? You're wrong for connecting Halacha and Kabbalah. Really, they're totally different. So, one way is, says the Rimi Gash, the Mishnah is talking about Halacha, and then an Eved is kosher, and Rabbi Yochanan is talking about Kabbalah, and Kabbalah, an Eved, is pasul. Okay, that's very Medoyik and Rabbi Yochanan, because he otherwise from the Mishnah. That's the famous sheet of the Rimi Gash, almost sheet is Yochanan of the Rimi Gash. He admits his Rebbein don't say that, his Rebbein being the Rif, right? Everyone has the Masorah, the Rif's against the Rimi Gash. It's not in the Rif on the Gemara here. The Rif on the Gemara here doesn't say anything. It's because the Rimi Gash himself said that his Rebbein didn't agree with this, and his Rebbe is the Rif. That's the Rimi Gash. Out of all the Rishonim here, the only one I found who passed, the Rashba wants to pass like the Rimi Gash. He's attracted to the Svar of the Rimi Gash. Maybe that's why in Amin Aleph, he wanted to say it was just a soul of Goy. It wasn't soul of Inu. But in the end, he bows to the weight of authority of all the other Rishonim. The Ritva is the only one here who is willing to pass like the Rimi Gash. But if we have Rashi, Tosfos, the Rif, how do we know the Rif? Because the Rimi Gash quotes him, the Rambam, and basically all the other Rishonim. Who are all the other Rishonim? I don't remember who was on the Makoro sheet, but we had the Ramban, the Rashba, the Tosfos, etc. Even the Rambam. I mean, even though the Rambam often follows the Rimi Gash, right? Many sheets of the Rambam come from the Rimi Gash. But the Rama didn't even, and in one place, the Rama praises the Rimi Gash very, very highly up to the heavens. But the Rama didn't always follow the Rimi Gash. This is one case where the Rama does not follow the Rimi Gash. He reverts to the previous psak of the Rif. Here it's a little funny, meaning there's a lot of makom iyun, right? Whether when the Rama often follows the Rimi Gash, is that because he's personally committed to the Rimi Gash? Or because the Rimi Gash had the Masorah from the Rif, or the Masorah of the Rif, and just gets into a lot of details and explains things the Rif didn't. Okay, from here it would seem like the Rambam was not personally committed to always the Rimi Gash, to the Masorah of the Rimi Gash, from the Rif through the Rimi Gash. If the Rimi Gash interpreted the Rif, he would take it. But if the Rimi Gash argues on the Rif, maybe he didn't feel so bound to that. Or maybe that was just his decision, this particular figure. For whatever reason, the Rambam joins all the other Rishonim, and they say, no, there's no difference Halacha and Kabbalah. Either way, Eved is pasul. Okay, now they have a problem. What about the deep of the Mishnah? So, how do we know Tosfos is not like the Rimi Gash? The reason we know Tosfos is not like the Rimi Gash is because he's bothered by the deep from the Mishnah and has to answer it. According to the Rimi Gash, the deep from the Mishnah is wonderful. Right? So how do you answer the deek from the Mishnah? So all the answers, okay, there are a lot of technical answers, you know, Shari, Terutzim, Lon, and Alu. We have three answers we find in the Rishonim. How do you answer the Mishnah? Right? What about the Mishnah?
A special deal for Ovid Kochavim.
What about the deek of the Mishnah? So one answer, which is very dachuk, is what everyone quotes in the Rif. Maybe this answer is so dachuk, it made the Rimi Gash rebel against his Rebbe. Said the Rif, he said,
Ein lemedi min haklolos.
Min haklolos, afilo, eva, nemar, bahem chutz. There's a rule. It's a funny rule, because this rule is against the rule of all of Shas. The rule of all of Shas, right? Basically, if someone asks you, what's the first rule of rabbinic exegesis, if we wanted to sound fancy. What's the first rule of how our Masorah is Mefarish things? Don't start with the Yud Gimel Midos of Rabbi Shmuel. No, no, that's already the more advanced rules. The first rule is that everything is Medoyek. Right? The first rule is that everything is Medavka, every word and every letter is there for a reason, and we're Medayik from the Chumash, and from the Nevi'im, from the Ksuvim, from the Rishnayas, and from the Brises, and right? But there is a counter rule. Just like in interpreting the Chumash, there's a counter rule, right? Such as Kalpasha, Shanem, Rav Nishneis, Lo Nishneis, Elishol, Darish, Meskadishva. There are a few counter rules floating around Shas that says not everything is Medoyek. And some things are just there, Stam. Likewise, there's a counter rule for the Mishnah. There's a rule that says, whenever it says a klal, of course, milashon kol, right? Hakol kshirim, everyone's kosher. It says before there's everyone's kosher except for kereshot v'katan, suma, and ovi kochavim. It doesn't really mean it. It really means not everyone's kosher except for them. And even though it says everyone except for this, doesn't everyone except for this mean everyone except for this? Tenech, everyone is lav davka. Right, people speak hyperbolically, but if I say everyone except for three guys, don't I mean everyone except for three guys? The answer is no. It's a funny rule that goes against the normal strain of how we interpret Mishnayos and Brisos, that sometimes it's lav davka. Okay, so the Mishnah is lav davka. That's basically, I want to deal with the Mishnah. The answer is lav davka. Mishnah is lav davka, to say it in yeshivish terminology. Okay, don't make the yukim. Okay, you understand the Mimigash was very upset about that. That's one answer. The other answer is the Tosos Rid. Says the Tosos Rid, he says no. The Mishnah excluded Akum and Eved, and Akum are one category. Now, what do you mean one category? Obviously, they're not one category. After all, the Eved has been bris, and the Akum has not been bris. But the Inyan Gittin, Eved and Akum are all one category. Obviously, this is the Rid, Lashitasa, and I'm an Aleph who says the soul of Akum is, remember, the Rid at the Geras of Lav de Krisos. Once the soul of Akum is Lav de Krisos, Ainu Batar is Gittin Vigidushin, so it's obvious that for Gittin purposes, Akum and Eved are the same thing. They're not Bataris Gittin Mikdushin, and they're not Bnei Krisos. And therefore, he says the Mishnah did exclude Eved, because Eved and Akum is the same. Okay, it's a little dachuk. After all, the rest of Shas, they mentioned separately, but it could be. Says the Rebbe Tam in the Tosos, gives a third answer. Says, basically, how do we deal with this Stira? One answer is the Rigash. Two answers the Rif. Three is the Rid. Four is Rabbi Tam in Tosos. He says no. He says Akum Pasul. Bikol Shekain Eved. If an Akum is Pasul, Kol Shekain and Eved is Pasul. That sounds backwards. Really, an Eved is less Chomer than an Akum. How can you say if an Akum is Pasul, Kol Shekain Eved? So he says no. You have to tie into the continuation of the Mishnah. Continuation of the Mishnah says, even if they started out Pasul and became Kosher, or vice versa, it's a problem. He says, because an Akum is Pasul, even if you started out Goyish and became Jewish. And Kol Shekain and Eved, here, Rabbi Tam gets a little dacha, because what do you mean? Why Kol Shekain and Eved? Kol Shekain and Eved, who stays in Eved? What about Eved, who started in Eved and Eved is freed? So here he's saying, no, an Akum is Pasul, even though Goy has, if you're Hushes with him, a Goy decides whether he converts. I know he needs a best thing, but assuming in normal times you can find a best thing. So a guy is puzzled, even though he was about to convert and planned to convert and was almost Jewish. Kolshkin and Eved, who can never plan to be free. So it's not up to the Eved to free himself. Okay, it's a little dachuk. And a guy, Kolshkin, Eved. Because still, you might say, either a guy compared to an Eved, who's still a guy, an Eved who's still an Eved, it's not a Kolshkin. A guy who became Jewish, an Eved who became free, is not a Kolshkin. Because no, we're comparing a guy who planned to become free to an Eved who can't plan to become free. So a guy who planned to become free is possible, Kolshkin, an Eved who can't plan to become free. Okay, but that's the technical answer, Shkaif. Now, we're ready to move on. What is, yes? Correct. I mean, you're right. I mean, that's also the second answer. His first answer, which only works for one day. You're right. So according to, who's that according to? According to one lashon, right? According to one lashon. So here, in time, on the topic of Gimel Aleph, which is a long time ago, but we had one lashon which says, in a Torah, I'm writing in it, right? But according to, this says in a Torah, it was Rabbi Zrika. Rabbi Zrika. According to Rabbi Zrika, Rabbi Zrika on top of Gimel Amud Aleph, he says, no, he said, Evan is also Pasal, but the Mishnah said Akum to imply that he's kosher Lixiva, and that Ebed is kosher Lixiva. The main point of the Mishnah was not that the guy is possible Alacha, but the Diyuk that he's kosher Lixiva, which only works with the Rito said, it says you don't need to write the Elishma. And if an Evan is kosher Lixiva, Kolshkin, Goy is kosher Lixiva, Kolshkin, and Evan is kosher Lixiva, that's what he said, Goy. Okay, great, so we have five answers. Now let's move on to the topic of Svara. Now we're ready for the Svaras. Whose Svara is difficult? Whose Svara is Pasha here? Okay, obviously, the other Rishon Svara is very Pasha. And Evan's not Batoris getting the Kedushin, you can't be a Shliach for anything if you're not Batoris that thing. Shalom on Yisrael. The Rimigash Svara is difficult. Who is the first person who had difficulty understanding the Svara of the Rimigash?
Ramban.
The Rimigash. Shai is correct. The Rimigash himself said, I'm sure there's Meduyik in the Sugya, but I don't really understand my own Svara very well. Right? So the Rimigash already didn't understand his own Svara. The question is, what's the Svara of the Rimigash? I don't mean as an individual person, what was his Svara? As an individual person, he didn't know the Svara. He was just convinced that this was the Halacha. But what is the Svara behind the Rimigash? So here, the Rishonim talk about it. Their formulations are, don't give away a ton, I must admit. What does the Ramban say? He says something as Shlichus di Alma, right? He says, what's the Svara of the Rimigash? Well, he says, the Shlichus lo halacha is Shlichus di Alma, so you don't need the Torah to get in the Kedushin. The Shlichus double is different because you're Megureshes right away. Megureshes right away. Okay, I mean, a lot of things, the Alma also happen right away. Right, meaning, Shlich lo halacha, as soon as I give him the get, she's not Megureshes, he has to bring it to her. Shlich lo kabbalah, as soon as he gives the get, he is Megureshes, and that is somehow different. Okay, you still have to figure this out a little, meaning, in Shlichus di Alma, also a lot of times the Shlich does something, and right away it's Chal. So you have to figure that out. Basically, any Shlich for receiving something is usually Chal right away. Any Shlich for giving something, he usually has to go give it. But he's not so clear. I mean, they all have different Lashonos like this, right? The Rashba says, he doesn't say Shlichus di Alma, he says, well, the Shlich Lolacha has to go give it to her, and it's not Chal yet. But the Shlich, the Kabbalah, as soon as he receives it, it's Chal right away, and that's different, without explaining why. And then maybe he also says something similar. He says, well, Shliach laholacha Shlichus di Alma is regular Shlichus, as Moshe Shliach laKabbalah, which is his hand is like her hand, she's Megureshes right away. The question is, what does this mean? Right? What did the Rishonim say? But the Rishonim, I don't know, maybe you understand what they mean. I don't fully understand what they mean. They say that Shlichus laholacha is Shlichus di Alma. It's just regular Shlichus. Okay? That means Shlichus LeKabbalah is not regular Shlichus. Shlichus LeKabbalah, no, that is Yado Ki Yada, to use the Meiri's language. The Shlichus hand counsels her hands, and she's Megureshes B'Yad. As soon as he receives the get, she's Megureshes. Question is, why should that make a difference? What exactly does this mean? In what way is the Shlich LeHolacha more regular, and the Shlichus LeKabbalah less regular? And what does that have to do with the fact that the Shlich LeHolacha has to sort of do something before she's divorced, and the Shlich LeKabbalah doesn't have to do anything as soon as he gets involved and receives the get, she's divorced. What exactly does this mean? And I think you can take this in one of two ways. First, let me just point out that the Rambam, here is an interesting fact. The Rambam did not follow the Rimi Gashir, we know. Right? But the Rambam sort of followed the Rimi Gash. Because even though the Rambam didn't follow the Rimi Gash in terms of the Torah's getting the Kiddushin, he seems to have been inspired by the Rimi Gash to differentiate between Shliach Lo Lacha and Shliach Lo Kabbalah. Because what does the Rambam say in Hilchos Gerushin, Perek Vav? The Rambam makes a big chiddush. He says, a Shliach first says the Shliach Lo Kabbalah. You have to appoint the Shliach Lo Kabbalah with two Edim. This is a fascinating question. The actual Gerushin needs to be in front of two people. How about, not the actual Gerushin, but the Abizrayu, as it were, the various stages tying into Gerushin. Like, for example, how about Minoy Shliach Lo Gerushin? Does Minoy Shliach for Davar Sheba'erva require two Edim? Or no, Minoy Shliach is just a preparatory stage, is just a general concept. So we're not sure. The Gemara is not explicit. Now, clearly, one thing is very clear. In terms of Birur Hadavar, to prove she's divorced afterwards, you might need Edim to prove that someone's a Shliach, because if you don't have Edim to prove someone's a Shliach, how do you know what happened? But I'm not talking about to prove it afterwards. I'm talking about, let's say she has a signed shtar afterwards, right? So she's not worried about what to prove. I'm talking about to make it happen. Eidos Lekiyom Hadavar. So it says the Rambam, the woman who makes a Shliach Lekabbalah, Tzricha Lasosim Shnei Edim, has to do it in front of two Edim. Okay. Continuing. Etc. Halacha Gimel, the husband can't make a shliach l'kabbalah, can make a shliach l'holacha, and the wife can also, this is a unique sheet of the Rambam, which we're not going to discuss now, can make a shliach l'havah, which is like a shliach l'holacha, but ain't shliach l'holacha v'havah tzarech edim. A shliach l'holacha does not need to be made in front of edim. You need edus l'kiyum adover for minoy shliach l'kabbalah, you do not need edus l'kiyum adover for minoy shliach l'holacha. He differentiates between shliach l'holacha and shliach l'kabbalah. Okay, now you could differentiate between shliach l'holacha and shliach l'kabbalah for technical reasons or for fundamental reasons. We're not sure yet what the Rambam means till we move to Hilchos Isha's Perek Gimel Halacha Tesvav. Says the Rambam, kiddushin is the same as gittin. Of course, someone tell me two words why kiddushin should be the same as gittin. Yatzav Haisa, correct. The general Hekesh says the Rambam, Kola Oshet Sliach Lekabel Kiddushin Tzorch Lasosav of Neshnei Edim. Kabbalah needs in front of two Edim. Avala Isha Sliach Lekadosh Lo Isha, but Halacha of Kiddushin, Ein Tzorch Lasosav Edim. Why Shein Makam Edim Shlichos HaIsh El Lodiyah Mitzah Davar. In Shlichos HaIsh, in the man Shlichos of Halacha, you only need Edim Lodiyah Amitas HaDavar to prove it later if someone questions it. You don't need Edos Lekiyim HaDavar. The obvious implication, but for Shlichos HaGabola, you need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar. Okay. So that's what he says, just like Halachas HaGesh, Shlichos HaDavar, Kamosim, Tzarech Edim. So the Rambam gives another differentiation. Now the Ravid here is very upset. Says the Ravid, ridiculous. Says the Ravid, you know what? You always need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar by Shlichos HaDavar Sheva Erva. It seems pretty proven that the husband can point to Shlich L'Holacha without Edim. No, remember everything we learned over all year long. Says the Ravid, Delinin Shliach Haget Gito Mochiach Alav. No, if I use Eide Chasima, only if I use Eide Chasima, if I appoint a Shliach L'Holacha and give him a signed get, I did appoint him in front of Edim, because the Edim on the get testify that he's appointed a Shliach. That's Gita Machiachalov. That's the unique Kiddush of Shtaros, that the Shtar is made that he's a Shliach. So says the Ravid, no, you always need Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar by getting the Kiddushin. But it looks like you don't need it in Holachas Get, because you have it, because this Edim on the Shtar testify you were appointed a Shliach. Right? Remember, we talked about Tfisas Bala Shtar, when the Shliach was holding it, how did he get it? That implies he was appointed a Shliach. And therefore, since his Tfisa implies he was appointed a Shliach, the Edim testify that he was appointed a Shliach. But this is the fundamental machlokas. Let's just mention the machlokas here. How about Eidos L'Kiyum HaDavar
B'minoi shlichus. What are the two shitas? Arrived says, you always need. But a Hasima count for Holachas Haget.
Okay, you always need a Yislakiyama Dabra. That's just a sheet of any Yislakiyama Dabra. Dabra Shema Erva, or in any preparatory stage of Dabra Shema Erva, or any, you know, thing that has to do with Dabra Shema Erva, you need a Yislakiyama Dabra. It's just that if I hand a Shliach a signed get, the signature that I get through his Tfisa testifies he's a Shliach. Of course, the Shliach is the Kabbalah. The wife doesn't hand the Shliach a signed anything, so she needs regular eating.
But, so that's not a Chiddush. But the Rambam says, no. The Rambam says, you don't need Eidus L'Kiyama Dover. But Shlichas L'Kabbalah, you do need Eidus L'Kiyama Dover. That is super parallel to the Rimi Gash. Why? Because the what does the Rimi Gash do? He treats Shlichas L'Kabbalah like special rules of Gittin, the Torah's Gittin V'Kiddushin, and treats Shlichas L'Olacha as Shlichas the Alma as general, generic Shlichas. Likewise, the Rambam, he treats Shlichos the Kabbalah as special din of getting of Eidos L'Kiyama Dover, or Kiddushin Eidos L'Kiyama Dover, but he treats Shlichos the Holacha as general Shlichos. As a matter of fact, he compares it to most Shliach Shershol Lahafrish Lo Truma, like general things, right? So basically, the Rambam is parallel to the Migash. He doesn't think B'Toras makes a difference. He thinks B'Toras is so fundamental that there's no difference between Holacha and Kabbalah. But both the Rambam and the Migash have this differentiation. What do I mean by this? This is the shita of the Rimi Gash plus the Rambam. How so? The Rimi Gash plus the Rambam both think that Shlichas leholacha equals Shlichas the Alma, and therefore for the Rimi Gash, an Eved is kosher, and for the Rambam, Einu Tzarich Eved. But is special, and therefore an Eved is possible, and therefore is a special for getting some special rule for getting, not the Alma. Therefore, what are the special rules for getting? The Rigash says you can't have an Eved, you need the Torah's getting. And the Rambam says you need Eidus L'Kiyama Dover to the special rule of Gittin. Both of them make Shlichus L'Kabbalah more special for Gittin and Shlichus L'Halacha more generic. And I would say they have the same sheet in Lamdus, just a different sheet practically. They both have the sheet in Lamdus, the Shlichus L'Halacha is more generic and Shlichus L'Kabbalah is more special and unique. It's just that the Rimi Gash says, well, since one is generic, one is special and unique, one needs B'Toras, the other doesn't need B'Toras. And the Rambam would say, no. Even generic shlichus needs b'toras, but since one is generic and one is unique, one needs eidus l'kiyama dover and one doesn't need eidus l'kiyama dover. The question is, what's the lamdus? Why is shlichus l'olacha, as the lashon of the Rishonim says, and as the Rambam and Rimi Gash imply, why would shlichus l'olacha be more generic and shlichus the Kabbalah be more unique? And that's what I want to develop two different mahalim.
Why wouldn't the Rambam So
the Rambam would say, again, this depends what you mean by unique and what you mean by generic, and I think it worked better for one way than the other way. The Rambam would say, even generic shlichus, every generic shlichus the Alma needs b'toras the thing he's doing. That's a general rule. Every shlichus the Alma needs b'toras the thing he's doing. Again, that'll work better for my, for the, what? Yeah. He disputes, says even generic shlichus needs b'toras. Now, obviously, that means it's a little less generic than we think. So I'll come back to it. I'll point out that might depend how you interpret the Rimi Gash. The Rambam might really work better with the Rimi Gash, stem better with the Rimi Gash according to one mahalach than the other. But let's see the two mahalachim in interpreting the Rimi Gash. Right? Generally, what's a good, methodological approach for when the Rimi Gash makes this tantalizing chiluk between Shlichus L'Halacha and Shlichus L'Kabbalah, and the Rambam makes a parallel tantalizing chiluk. Shai pointed out, depending on exactly what we end up saying for the Rimi Gash, the Rambam might be parallel, maybe he's not really so parallel, but at least he's parallel in terms of the general directions he's making us think. So methodologically, what you'd want to ask is clearly something out of the ordinary. Some chiddush is going on here. Something's not what we thought it was. Is it that halacha is some chiddush that's not what we thought it was, but shlichus lekabbalah is exactly what we thought? Or that shlichus lekabbalah is some chiddush that's not what we thought until now, and shlichus lehalacha is exactly what we thought? Right, so we have to figure out, is the chiddush in halacha or is the chiddush in kabbalah? Okay, what does the Avnei Miluim say? The Avnei Miluim says which way? The shlichus in halacha, he has a chiddush about halacha or a chiddush about kabbalah? Which way does the Avnei Miluim go? What? Chiddush about Kabbalah? No. I don't think so. I think it's Chiddush about Kabbalah is that it's a shlichus of Kabbalah's getting. Shlich lo'olacha is a big Chiddush. Says the Avnei Miluim, a big Chiddush about shlichus lo'olacha. Why does he say a big Chiddush of shlichus lo'olacha? To answer the Beis Shmuel's kasha. The Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch is a little funny. He contradicts himself a little. As a matter of fact, the Mechaber really implies like the Avnei Miluim. Because when it comes to Holachas get, he brings down the Rimigash. Yesh Misha Omer, it's a suffix. Obviously, okay, the Rimigash didn't say suffix. The Rimigash says that Eben is kosher for Holachas get. What he's saying is that some people say to be choshish for the Rimigash, they consider it a suffix. So he's choshish for the Rimigash, Lachomer and Helfas Gittin, but Helfas Kedusha says that an eved is possible for holochas kiddushin. So why isn't he worried to be choshesh l'chomra? After all, chomra v'shesh, it's a good kiddushin. We shouldn't let her marry someone else without a get. So how come he's choshesh for the rigash in gittin, but not in kiddushin? Meaning he thinks the rigash was talking about gittin, but the rigash wasn't talking about kiddushin. That's the stira in the Mechaber. The Beis Shmuel doesn't have an answer. Says the Amnon Lum following chiddush. We're going to say two drachim misara. What are the two drachen here? Misvara. The first derech is the Avnei Miluim. Obviously, I don't mean he's the only one, but he's maybe the first one, the one who made it famous. Said, what does all this mean? What does all this mean? So one derech is the Avnei Miluim. Avnei Miluim has a big chiddush. What's his big chiddush? Shlichus lekabbalah is a shliach to divorce. And that's why the Rishonim keep emphasizing, as soon as he takes it, she's divorced. He's like her God. He's like really creating a divorce right away. What's his chiddush? Shlichus lekabbalah equals shlichus legibrashen. That's not a chiddush. A shlichus lekabbalah is a shliach to perform a divorce. When a wife says, go receive my get for me, what she's saying is, go effectuate a divorce for me. And therefore, he needs to be with Torah's getting the Kiddushin. And therefore, if you were the Rambam, but not all the way, you would say, he needs Edus Lakima Tamer. But what's his Kiddush? Shlichus Leholacha is not shlichus legerishin. A shliach lo'olacha is not a shliach to divorce my wife. He's not a shliach to divorce my wife. What divorces my wife? The shtar divorces my wife. So why do I need a shliach lo'olacha? Why can't I say chligitach me'abakarka if the shtar divorces my wife? He says, rather, shliach l'nesina. Alma. That's his big chiddush. The shliach lekabbalah is a shliach to do a divorce. And that's why the Rishonim emphasize, and then she's divorced. But a shliach lehalacha is not a shliach to divorce my wife. I am divorcing my wife by writing her a message and her holding out, her receiving that message. The shliach lehalacha is just a shliach for a mice in a scene of the Alma. And therefore, since he's just a shliach for a mice in a scene of the Alma, the Rimigash makes perfect sense. If he's just a shliach for a mice in a scene of the Alma. Now again, you're right. This will work for the Rimigash. At this point, it's not going to work at all. It'll work shy if the Rimigash also agrees to the Rambam. But it won't agree for the work for the Rambam himself, which is fine. He's not saying it for the Rambam himself. Right? This explains the Rimigash's chiluk. It explains the Rambam's chiluk. It doesn't explain why the Rambam would not say the Rimigash. But it's just a shliach for Nesina B'Alma. That's his big chiddush. And his big, it's a tremendous chiddush. He's saying Kabbalah is a maisa of Gerushin, while Halacha is not a maisa of Gerushin. The maisa of Gerushin is just the existence of the shtar. Halacha is just a maisa of Nesina B'Alma. It's just a maisa of Nesina B'Alma.
So, Rebbe, can I ask you a question?
Rebbe? Yes, but hold on. Who's okay. feedbacking?
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, so ask me a question.
So all the other Rishonim, say Rashi, tells us the Mahalach, the general Mahalach, do they disagree with the Avni Meluim on this fundamental issue? And they look at Nesina completely different?
Yes, I think all the Rishonim would have to disagree with the Avni Meluim on this fundamental issue. That is a corollary of when I said to Shai that the Avni Meluim doesn't work for the Rambam. Whoever denies the Rimi Gash has to disagree with the Avni Meluim. The Avni Meluim is a big chiddush. I have no problem with people disagreeing with him. He's a tremendous chiddush. The Avni Meluim is a tremendous chiddush. I have no problem with people disagreeing with him. But this is the Avni Meluim. The Avni Meluim, he explains. What does he explain? He explains. The Rimi Gash. And Eidos, he can also explain the Chelik of Eidos. He can't explain the Rambam, because then the Rambam would have said the Rimi Gash. But he explains the Eidos part, the Eidos idea of the Rambam, but of course not the Rambam himself. He's really only explaining the Rimi Gash. The Avni Meluim says, how does he explain the Rimi Gash? Shlichus lahalacha is not shlichus for Gerushin. It is shlichus the Alma, shlichus for Nesina, shlichus the Kabbalah, shlichus for Gerushin. And the proof is that he says, and here it's a little tricky, when the shliach does the Nesina, he doesn't need to do it as Gerushin. He just needs to do Nesina. Here it's a little tricky. The Rambam paskins beforeish, it needs to be Nesina, bitoras Gerushin, l'shem Gerushin, you need to say arizei gitech. He says, no, none of that is midoraisa, none of that is meikar din, none of that is meduyak. Really, the shliach just needs to do a Nesina and not say that it's not a get. And that's his big chiddush. The shliach just needs to do a Nesina B'Alma, not anything of Gerushin. Therefore, he's different than Kabbalah. And that's how he differentiates it from Kiddushin. In Kiddushin, the shliach needs to do Kiddushin. When the shliach, the holacha, gives the Kiddushin, he's doing the Kiddushin. He needs to say Ariat Mekudeshesli. But in the shliach, the holacha's get, he doesn't need to say Harizeh Giteich, which again is the assumption of the Torah's Gittin against Pashup Shat, of the Avni Meluim against Pashup Shat. There's a few things that are, and in some ways this Avni Meluim is very meduyak. And then he explains the Shulchan Aruch, right? He also explains the Mechaber. Why does the Mechaber not apply the Rimi Gash to Kiddushin? Because the Rimi Gash's whole vart is that the Shliach who gives the get is not really doing Gerushin, just Nesina. And the Gerushin is happening on its own because of the get. That's only true of Gerushin. Kiddushin doesn't happen on its own because of the shtar. It could be kesef. And even if it is a shtar, still, it's not the same kind of shtar as Gerushin. And you need to say, and shtar is compared to kesef and bia, and you need to say Ariat Mekudeshesli.
Then he points out,
right,
if you talk about the Rambam, that Rambam doesn't require, he doesn't require me to write an Amira for Gerushin. But
correct. Correct. That the Rambam says the Amir is only drabanan by Gerushin, and it seems to be daraisa by Kiddushin. Fair enough. Right. And that's it.
How does he just ignore that drabanan din?
So how does he ignore the drabanan din? The simple pshat might be, since we're only discussing being choshesh for the Rimi Gash, lechumra as a das yachid, as a chumra bi'alma, so for d'oraisa, we'll be choshesh for chumra di'alma, for d'rabban, and we're not going to be choshesh for chumra di'alma. Unless I have it backwards. One second. No, I have that backwards. What he's going to say is that even though we d'rabban and they required saying harizeh gitech, they didn't change the fundamental nature of the shlichos. They just required you to say something to avoid confusion. But they didn't build it into the fundamental nature of the shlichus. It was just something you have to say to avoid confusion. That's the answer
to Shmuel's question. According to the Avnei Miluim, why shouldn't a goy be okay to be a shliach l'holacha?
Ah, because a guy is excluded from ma'atem b'nei bris, afshluchem b'nei bris. He can't be shliach for anything.
But if it's not much more than ma'aseh kof, just
no, he doesn't say it's ma'aseh kof. It's shlichus the alma. It's like shlichus v'dinei mamonos. It's a shlichus that's for a ma'aseh that's not specifically a divorce, but it's still shlichus. It's still shlichus. Okay, Morty, did you want to say something? No, okay, sorry. Okay, that's the Avnei Miluim. Now, here is something that...
Actually, yes. I don't think we learned it here, but there was a whole shiloh about can you send a get by mail?
And yes, that was in the rush.
Yeah. And that means that you can have something in the middle that's irrelevant. And why can't the guy or the akum be that irrelevant?
Ah, so that's a whole machlokas. So let's just point out that, let me point out one thing. That one thing that's a little, that is a little tricky in the Avnei Miluim is, and this is something I haven't fully wrapped my head around, is he says, the get is megare sort of in and of itself, right? Because the get says to the woman, Hare at muteris chal adam, and you know, I'm sending you and bringing you and sending you and all these synonyms that I don't know, synonyms in English, et cetera, et cetera. Get, piturin, vigera, shivukin, v'chule, v'chule. But the shlichus of the Kabbalah is for divorce. The shlichus of the halacha is just for the mais nesina to you, but tonight, even the nasa biyada, and not to get the agave karka. I was just wondering, like, why not say, hold on a second, just like the shlichus of the halacha is just for the tnai of the nesina, the shlichus of the Kabbalah is just, one second.
I don't see why.
No, okay, so... So why not say the shlichus of Kabbalah is just also for the tnai of the nesina? And the shlichus of Kabbalah are to do the nesina. Okay, but that's not a good question. The answer is the shlichus leholacha is just for nesina, but the Baal wrote the get. Shlichus of Kabbalah is not just for this mice and nesina. It's a maker divorce because without the shlichus of Kabbalah, she never held the get. So what's going to make the divorce? The get has to go from the husband to the wife. Who does it go through between the husband and the wife? Whoever it goes through is just in a scene of the alma. But it has to come from the husband and get to the wife. Shlichus lahalacha comes from the husband. He's just doing the scene of the alma. Shlichus the Kabbalah, it does not get to the wife. Remember, she's divorced right away. He can tear it up and burn it and throw it in the incinerator. So what makes him what makes her divorced? The fact that it's a real shlichus to divorce her. Now, I thought, what Morty said before, this Avnei Miluim works very well for the Rav Chanina Noigon. Morty mentioned the famous question, can I send to get in the mail? So, what was the question of the Rishonim? Not can I send her a get in the mail. Can I send a get in the mail to a Jew, and then the Jew will be my shliach lohalacha and give it to her? And Rav Chanina Noigon said, and then the Bahag modified it all, was make a little bit. Rav Chanina Noigon said, no, it's no good. A guy is pasul for shlichus lohalacha. Obviously, he was not like the, guy. Everyone agrees a guy. Eved, Ed Machlokes B'Migash, another Rishonim is Eved. A guy is pasul for shlichus lohalacha, so you can't send through a goyish mailman to the Jew to then give the get. And the Rush said, what are you talking about? That's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. The Rush said, what's the problem? If I send it through a goyish mailman to a Jew, let's say the Jew's name is Reuven. I say, Reuven, I'm sending you a get in the mail, be my shliach to give it to my wife. So I send him through the goyish mailman, but now Reuven has the get. Reuven's a Jew. Reuven's the shliach lohalacha. Who cares how the get got to the shliach lohalacha? Once Reuven's a Jew and Reuven's a shliach lohalacha, Reuven can divorce my wife for me. So he does not understand Rav Chanina Noigon. And it's a big mess in the Achronim. What was Rav Chanina Noigon thinking? After all, the Rosh is correct. Who cares how I give the get to the shliach lohalacha? As long as the shliach lohalacha is Jewish, he can divorce my wife for me. Who cares that I sent it to him with the goyish mailman? Again, we're not discussing sending the get to the wife of the goyish mailman. You're just sending you get to the shliach lohalacha, to the shliach lenesina with the goyish mailman. So what's the possible problem? So it's a big mess in the Achronim. Some of them want to say, there was a misunderstanding, or Chanina Noigon didn't mean that it was really a problem to send through a guy. He really meant that there's a technical problem in my minoy of the shliach lohalacha if I'm so far away and I'm not seeing him. But the simple shot is that Rav Chanina Noigon meant what he said and said what he meant. I'm not allowed to send the get to my shliach through a guy. Why? because I need shlichus, I need a halo shlichus all the way from the get leaving my hand until the get enters her hand. Okay, there's a gazillion kashas from all over Shas against us from Chani Noigon, but we're not going to answer them now. Okay, they can all be answered with more or less docha. But what's Rav Chani Noigon saying? If you think about it, according to Rav Chani Noigon, it's not enough for a shliach to give my wife a get. I have to give my wife the get through a shliach. A shliach can't just start and give my wife a get. If a shliach could start and give my wife a get, then the rush would be correct. A guy shmeyamon given to the shliach, and he starts and gives her the get. No, I have to give the get, and has to continue through a shliach until it gets to her. But Rav Chani Noigon's whole chap that I have to be connected to the nesina. I can't tell you to do the nesina for me and send you with a guy. I have to do the nesina to a shliach, to a shliach, to a shliach. I have to give it to a Jew, who gives 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 it to my wife. According to Rav Chani Noigon, the husband is always doing the nesina get, because the husband has to give it to someone who's Jewish, who's going to be his shliach and continue. And therefore, according to Rav Chani Noigon, if the husband is really doing the nesina, this works well for the Avnei Miluim, I think. According to Rav Chani Noigon, who does the nesina? Not the shliach. If the shliach did the nesina, then I could send it to the shliach through a goyish mailman. No, I'm doing the nesina. But I have to start the nesina, rather. What's the sheet of Rav Chani Noigon? The ball is to start the nesina. Then the shliach continues the nesina. Since the husband has to start the nesina, then from then on, it always has to be through a Jewish shliach who can continue the nesina until it gets to the wife. So I think that Rav Chani Noigon works well with the Avnei Miluim. Why? Because if the Baal always has to start the nesina, and all the shliach does is continue the nesina, the shliach can't do a full nesina. If the shliach can do the full nesina's get, then I can send it to him through a goyish mailman, like the rush. No, the Baal has to start the nesina. The shliach can only continue the nesina. If all the shliach's doing is continuing a nesina, then he doesn't need to be towards getting the kiddushin. He's not doing the gerushin. The Baal's doing the gerushin. He's just continuing the nesina. To just continue the nesina is not a shlichus on a whole thing. It's not a shlichus on the mice of gerushin. So I think then it works very well. Let me just put this on the board. A shlich lo lach is only shlich the nesina be alma. In which case, so what accomplishes gerushin? So if the shliach is only doing nesina b'alma, who's doing the gerushin? So the answer is, in the lush of the Avnei Miluim, he says, he doesn't answer this question in these words. What he said? What does he say? He says, "Baal yada ishmi baal betoras nesina." A few shul betoras gerushin is good enough. But a little earlier says that haget hu hamagarish. The get is magarish, says the Avnei Miluim. Right? Again, this works very well from a perspective of understanding shtaros from the beginning of the year. That a shtar is not just a fancy way of communicating, but a shtar is facts on the ground, as it were. If someone's holding a shtar and the shtar proves something, then that becomes true. Something that's proven becomes true because it's proven. So the get is megarish. The fact that she's holding a shtar is megarish because a shtar makes itself true. There's a tonight in the Sina, fine. So the Shlech Lolacha does the Sina, but he's a generic Shliach. He's not a get Shliach. He's a Nesina Shliach. I thought Al Pi Rav Chani Noigon, you could say a little differently. Al Pi Rav Chani Noigon, you could say the Maisa Nesina Sabal. The husband's doing the Shliach, the Gerishin. Why? The whole chapter of Chani Noigon is that the shlich laholacha can't start the process on his own and do the whole gerushin on his own. No, if a guy gives him the get, he cannot do the whole process on his own. Rather, what can a shlich laholacha do? If the husband gave him the get and he's a valid shliach, or he got it from a valid shliach, he can continue that. He can get that. Literally, shlich laholacha. He's not even a shlich for nesina, according to Chani Noigon. No. If the shlich does nesina, that's not good enough. The Baal needs to do the nesina, and then you need a halos shlichus all the way through until it gets the woman, because the shlich doing holocha, not even nesina. So maybe he's being a little more ambitious than the Avnei Miluim, but I think it would fit this general mahalach. The Avnei Miluim says the shlich just does a mais nesina b'alma, and the get is megarish. Al pi Rav Chani Noigon, you go a little further. You could say the shlich doesn't even do a full mais nesina. Then a goy could bring it to him. the Baal has to do the Maisa Nesina, and then the Shliach has to continue the Baal's Maisa Nesina, and has to stay with the Shliach the whole time to not break the Baal's Maisa Nesina. And therefore, all the Shliach is doing is being Molech, continuing the Baal's Maisa Nesina. Okay, the Baal's the Megarish. The Shliach is just someone to continue carrying on behalf of the Baal. But either way, the half of the Abdelim is that a Shliach Lelacha is not really a Shliach to divorce my wife. A Shliach Lekabala is a Shliach to get divorced. If a woman says Shliach Lekabala, go get divorced. Go make me divorced. If a husband appoints Shliach Lelacha, he's not saying go divorce my wife. He's just saying go hand over this piece of paper. Don't divorce my wife. Hand over the piece of paper. Doesn't need to be Bator's giving the Kiddushin. Just need Bator's handing things. Everyone's Bator's handing things. Who's divorcing the wife, if not the Shliach? Either the get is divorcing the wife, and that's the Chiddush of Shtaros, that a star makes itself true, or the husband is divorcing his wife. How is the husband involved? According to Rav Chanan Noigon, even when there's a Shliach lo halacha, the husband has to be involved, because it can't go through a goy in between. The husband has to give it straight to a Shliach, who's a halo Shliach, who gives it straight to a Shliach, who's a halo Shliach, and really all the Shliach is doing is continuing the husband's nesina. Okay, so we've justified the Avnei Miluim. Now, however, I want to point out that there's a different derech to understand what's going on here other than the Avnei Miluim. I have no tainas against the Avnei Miluim. The Avnei Miluim is a chiddush. But as he pointed out, not such a crazy chiddush, because the Rambam does say that midoraisa, he doesn't say he's a gitef. So it sounds like maybe he's doing is not a proof, but it's a hint. But maybe there's another derech besides the Avnei Miluim, and this is found in a whole bunch of the Achronim that I put in brackets. the Rav suggested in his third derech, the Marchesha says it, and a whole bunch of Achronim suggest this. And the reason why you might want to take another derech is because over here, we basically said a chiddush in halacha. Isaac, I need your help. But it could be that maybe we shouldn't be saying a chiddush about halacha. That halacha is not really shlichos legerishin. It's really just shlichos lenesina, or even to be more ridiculous, halacha, which is to continue in a nesina. Big chiddush. But maybe it's not halacha that we want to be mechadish about. Maybe we should be mechadish something about Kabbalah. Why should we mechadish something about Kabbalah? Right, my reputation in 21st century modern Orthodox is going to spike sky high when people hear that I said Chidushim in Kabbalah. But why might we want to say a Chiddush in Shlichus to Kabbalah? Could we find a few hints there, here and there, that there's something in some way in which Davka Shlichus to Kabbalah is different than all other Shlichuses in the world? How so? Let's make a list. Maybe, right, proofs that Shlichus LeKabbalah is unique and from every other. Now, what do I mean by proofs? Not proofs from Gemaras, proofs from Machlokas Rishonim, that some Rishonim say yes and some Rishonim say no. For example, the famous Rambam, an infamous, I would even add, Rambam, Perek Vav Halacha Tes, where the Rambam says, Perek Vav Halacha Tes of Gerishin, that he talks about a Shliach LeKabbalah, and he says, Aktana ain't osa shliach lekabbalah. Aktana can't make a shliach lekabbalah. Why not? We would say because a chirushot v'katan can't appoint a shliach. Then he says, afal b'shechatzera konu lagita gedola. Even though her chatzer could receive a get on her behalf, just like an adult, but she still can't make a shliach. Why? Because shliach kabbalah tzarich edim. She can't make a shliach lekabbalah because the Rambam, we know his shita, that a shliach lekabbalah, appointment of shliach, mino shliach lekabbalah needs edim. Ve'ein me'idim al katan she'ni madas gemura, and you can't be meyed on a katan. You can't have chalos eidos on a katan. And therefore, since you can't have eidos, therefore it's a problem. Says the Ravid. The Ravid said, what is going on here? That time ain lo tam v'lo reach. Ella, you know why a katan can't have a bunch of shliach? Atem gam atem. The Rabbi Shluchim, ma'atem b'nei das, av shluchim b'nei das. Then so shlich shliach, shlich neos b'nei das. The Ravid says, pashat why a katan, a katana can't make shlich l'kabbalah. Because a katan can never make a shliach, because you need das to make a shliach. A chereshot b'katan, and kol Torah kula can't appoint a shliach. So he wonders what the Rambam's talking about. Basically, what's the machlokas? The Ravid thinks, of course, a katana can't appoint a shliach l'kabbalah. She's a katan, a katana. And the Rambam thinks, theoretically, a katana could appoint a shliach l'kabbalah, if not for the side problem of eidos. Okay. Now, this is a tremendous chiddush in the Rambam, right? So, the Rambam versus the Ravid says that theoretically a katana can make a shliach l'kabbalah, but we know a katana can't make a shliach on the rest of the Torah. This seems to break the normal rules of shlichus and tell us there's something very unique and different about shlichus the Kabbalah. Now, just to be fair, there are many ways to explain this Rambam without making a chiddush about uniqueness of shlichus the Kabbalah. If you looked in the brackets, there are many ways of explaining the Rambam. Reb Chaim here happens to have not such a lumdish way of explaining the Rambam. He makes it okimta, the gates of zochem bodim shlo b'funav, so it's not real mino shlichus. The Chasam Sofer says, maybe a katan really can appoint a shliach to do something the katan can do. Reminds us of the Tiferes Yaakov from Chabez and Beis. The Yaktzos says, really, the only reason a katan can't appoint a shliach normally is because we learn shlichos from Gittin, and in Gittin she can't do it because you can't have eidos. But this is the source of Kol Torah Kula. Okay, a lot of answers. But, right, the Rambam sounds like this, right? What could you do for the Rambam? You could say that you could give some other answer. Or you could say, nope, that shlichus l'kabbalah is not regular shlichus. Okay, we'll have to come back and figure out where we're going to go with that. Let's look at another shita, right? The Me'iri daf semach gimel amid beis of our Masechet brings a machlokas about the sugya called shliach nasa aid. Can a shliach become an aid? Can a shliach be an aid? Right? Can the shliach testify that it happened? After all, shluch is on a kamoso, maybe it should be possible to be an aid. We pass in shliach nasa aid. So, what's the machlokas in Me'iri? The Me'iri quotes a yesh omrim against himself, right? But the Me'iri quotes a yesh omrim. Yeshomrim the Me'iri, I'm not sure who it is, versus the Me'iri himself. He says, Shliach l'kabbalah eino nasa aid. A shliach l'kabbalah can't become an aid. A shliach l'holacha could be an aid. The shliach l'holacha could be one of the two aidim. The shliach l'kabbalah can't be an aid. That definitely implies that shliach l'kabbalah is not a regular shliach. That's very clear. Shliach l'kabbalah is not a regular shlichus. Another issue that comes up is, and this is really a whole sugya that I shouldn't really be getting into because it's a very, very complicated sugya, but the sugya of shlichus is shliach. The Gemara talks in a few places about shlichus is shliach. Can a shliach for holacha make another shliach? If I give the get to Reuven to deliver to my wife, can he appoint Shimon to do it for him? And the answer is basically yes. The Gemara discusses in many cases, can a shliach l'ksiva make a shliach? If I tell you to write a get for my wife, can you tell someone else to write the get for my wife? Okay, there the answer is basically no. Okay, but as we know, and we learned right before the Bechina, that might be unique. It might not really be shlichas. It might be some special other than, what about shlichas l'kabbalah? The Gemara never discusses shlichas l'kabbalah. If the wife tells someone, go to my husband and pick up my get, receive my get for me, and that guy gets sick and he can't do it, and the poor woman's going to be in Aguna, can he appoint someone else to go receive the get for him? Not clear. Big machlokes rishonim. There are many rishonim. I'm not giving you a representative sample. I'm not giving you a summary. I'm not giving you all the main makoros. Unlike these other naftaminas, this one is a big sugya, which ties into a lot of other big sugyas, which we're not going to. Shleichos or shleichos own sugya. I'm not saying we're going to get to the bottom of it. We're just going to briefly mention it. But I think I did give you a Shilte Giborim here, who had some just nice phrases, right? Quotes the Baal HaEter in the end. I think Beis Hei, the Shilte Giborim going to the Baal HaEter. Oh, says, whatever the shleich of the man is shleichos or shleich, the shleich of the woman is shleichos or shleich. Exactly the same. But he quotes a gon, tshuva the gon, right? Sheilo the gon, rather. But then, obviously, a tshuva. He doesn't say who. The gon says there's a difference. So says the gon in the Shilte Giborim against the Baal HaEter. He says, Ein shliach lekabbalah, also shliach. A shliach lekabbalah can't make a shliach. Now, here, if you had read a little further in Shilte Giborim, this gets into a big sugya, which I keep saying that we can't discuss properly now, was the sugya called Mili lo mimser in l'shliach. There's a Gemara that says words can't be given over to a shliach. It's not clear what that means. Is that referring only to shliach like sivas haget? That's a little word. I'm saying write these words. You can't pass that on to another shliach. Does that mean anytime there's no heftza mili lo mimser in l'shliach, right? If you ever had a bris mila, the yeshivish of bris mila, and the moel says to the father, take the knife and hand it to me and appoint me a shliach to circumcise your son. The reason he does that is because mili lo mimser in l'shliach. If you don't give an object, then you can't hand it over to a shliach. Okay, so maybe this has to do with the fact that Shliach Lo'alacha is holding an object, Shliach Lo'kabbalah isn't. Big, so you're not getting into it, but let's just say, in general, in Kol HaTorah Kula, Shliach Osa Shliach. We all know Shliach Osa Shliach. You ever sell your chametz? You ever look at what you're signing? I appoint whatever, to sell my chametz, or appoint someone else to sell my chametz, etc. I'm appointing the rabbi to appoint the best and sell my chametz. In Dini Mominus, in Kol HaTorah Kula, of course Shliach Osa Shliach. In Truma, of course Shliach Osa Shliach. Yeah, no problem. Right? So, what does this mean? It could be because of a rule that we're not analyzing properly because of the rule called Mili O Mimsaron L'Shliach. It's only words, and words can't be given to a Shliach. Or it could be because Shlichos L'Kabbalah is not regular Shlichos. Which, of course, if we got a chance to see the Shita L'Nodolami, it's very clear that he was taking it in that direction. Now, let's just tie this into what we already said. And then we're ready to crack this nut. What did we already say? We already said there's a famous shita of the Migash versus other Rishonim, who said that an Eved is puzzle. The shlichus, the Kabbalah, the kosher, the holacha. Is pasul, let me say this better. Don't need to be so wordy. Pasul, the Kabbalah, the kosher, the holacha. And what do we say? We said that could be because of the Avnei Milui, right? It could be a chiddush in shlichus, the holacha. That was the Avnei Milui. But it could also be something unique. Maybe it's a chiddush in shlichus lekabbalah, and he was the shita of the Rambam again versus the Ravid. And here, Shai, by the way, you're not going to have the question you had on the Avnei Milui in a minute, right? What does the Rambam say is versus the Ravid? That minoi shliach lekabbalah needs eidos. Kiyum hadavar, Masha ein kain, ishlichos leholacha. You could explain that. I don't mean you could explain the Rambam, because he disagrees with the Rigas, but you could explain this din, right, Shai? You could explain this as a chiddush about shlichos leholacha. If anyone can't see, I'm just writing the same thing I wrote for D. Or it could be a chiddush in shlichos leholacha. Okay, obviously given ourselves a lot of hints that there might be something very unique and special and out of the ordinary going on here with Shlichus HaKabbalah. The question is, what and why? And now what I will try to do is answer the what and the why. First, let's answer the why. Why would Shliach LeKabbalah be unique? After all, why would Shliach LeKabbalah be unique? If we took a non-Abdi-Lulu approach, what's this uniqueness of Shliach LeKabbalah? So the key lies here, I think, in the Tosos Rosh in Kiddushin. The Gemara in the beginning, second paragraph of Kiddushin says, how do we know there's shlichos in the Torah? The answer is, from the Pasuk of Gerushin, at first, then they also bring in Shechita, the Korban Pesach, and they also bring in Tumba, right? It says, Vishalchami Beso, right? Maybe it says Vishalchami Beso more times than necessary. Obviously, we know the Pshutosh HaMikra is that we're not talking about Shalach, but Shilach, right? That he kicks her out of the house, but he expels her, right? But the drash is not me binyan, not the binyan kaved of shiluach, but the binyan kal of shlichos, that he sends an emissary. Therefore, we say v'shalach. Again, reading v'shalach means the husband can make a shliach. V'shalcha, not v'shalcha, but v'shalcha means the wife can make a shliach. Ask the Tosas Rosh, once you have a makor, the Gemara asks, if you have a makor of shlichos in one thing, why do you need in other things? The Gemara explains, well, if only in this, etc. The Gemara, they says the Tosas Rosh, why do you need two psukim? Not two psukim, two letters, right? Why do you need two drushes? One for the husband shlichos, one for the wife shlichos. If the husband can make a shliach, obviously the wife can make a shliach. If gerushin is in the realm of things that, if you want to say gerushin was personal, this is very intimate and personal, the relationship is a very intimate personal relationship, and to break it up, they need to be in person. Shliach, I can believe that. Once the husband doesn't need to be there in person, then why can't the wife appoint a shliach? Yesh lomar, the hav mina the baal of the shayach shliach shayin v'gar shayin v'daito, the baal can make a shliach, because he decides. The happening is, but a woman who does not decide, a woman who's divorced bal karcha, right? Remember, not nowadays, right? In the old days, the woman divorced bal karcha, she has no say in the matter. Therefore, lo olin, her action is not powerful enough. She doesn't have the power to make a shliach. The havmina is, she doesn't have the power to make a shliach, right? This is what's pshat. Just because she doesn't have power, why can she not make a shliach? So this ties in to the famous yisod of the Rav Chaim Mipi Hashmua. Says Rav Chaim, this is a basic, you know, there are certain vorts of Rav Chaim that are not found in the chibur, not found in the stencil, and not found in the, in the griz, in the ein o'clock, but are a basic part of our, you know, why you, the sorent identity. Right, so one of these basic parts of the contemporary YU identity, and this Rav Chaim Pi Hashmua says, this Rav Chaim Pi Hashmua explains the whole world. He starts with a Gemara in Ksubas of Ayin Dalad. The Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Dalad wants to know if you can do Chalitza Al Tanai. And the Gemara says you cannot do Chalitza Al Tanai. Why not? Because we learn from B'nai God and B'nai Ruvein. Just like when Moshe told Yoshua, made Yoshua shliach to give the land to B'nai God and B'nai Reuven al Tanai. Sorry, just when Moshe gave the land to B'nai God and B'nai Reuven al Tanai, it was milsa d'isu b'shlichus. You could give land through a shliach, so you could give it al Tanai. Likewise, only things you could do through a shliach, you could do al Tanai. Things you cannot do through a shliach, you cannot do al Tanai. That's a Gemara in Ksubas. Okay, that's why, by the way, briskers who take this Gemara very seriously, based on this Masorah from Rav Chaim, go against the standard achronim. The standard achronim say, if it's early, count Omer al Tanai. That if I remember, I'm not Yotzei, I'll do it later. And if I don't remember, I'm Yotzei now. If you're not sure if the shul gets his man kriyashma or not, can't say kriyashma in the olam yehi adam al Tanai. That if the shul doesn't make this man, I'm being Yotzei kriyashma now. The shul does make this man, I'm not Yotzei now, I'll be Yotzei later. Vechuli vechuli. Right? Real briskers don't do any of these. Eat the afikoman al Tanai, right? The famous Avnei Nezer being the afikoman al Tanai. If It's already day. You just started your Suden. It's almost midnight. You eat matzah in the beginning. You sell tzai. If the deadline is midnight, like for Elizabeth Azaria, then this is the Afikomen. Then afterwards, I'm allowed to eat to this the next day. And if the deadline is the Losa Shachar, then this is not the Afikomen. Later is the Afikomen. Okay, all these things briskers don't do. Why? You can't count Om Rally Day Shliach. You can't say Kriyas Rally Day Shliach. You can't eat the Afikomen Rally Day Shliach. Anything. You can't do Rally Day Shliach. You can't do Al Tanai. That is a basic brisker Mahalach. Ah, you'll ask, what about all the other postkim? How can they go against the first morning Subas? Okay, they have an answer to that. And I know the answer to that, but I won't tell it to you now because I want you to be biased in favor of the briskers. I'll tell it to you another time. But first I want you to be biased, then I'll tell you the answer. So that's what Gemara says. You can only make a tnai if you could use a shliach. As Tosfos, he says, what's pshat? Mas vari yesh kan. Says, what's the svara? Don't tell me because b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein was al yidei shliach and b'al yidei tnai. B'nei gadim b'nei ruvein was land. So you tell me you can only make a tnai on land? That's ridiculous. B'nei gadim b'nei ruvein, I don't know, Moshe's name starts with a mem. You can only make a tnai if your name starts with a mem? This is all ridiculous. You can only make a tnai if you're a Levi. That's ridiculous, right? Says we only learn b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein things that have a logical basis, like b'nei gadim b'nei ruvein, not random things. So, says Tosfos, it's not random and arbitrary. There's a connection between Shnai and Shlicha, says Tosfos. Umasvar, Yesh Kan, etc., etc. Yesh Lomar, the Hainu Taima, the Hova Maisukal Kach Biyodo. He has such control. That since it is so much in your control that you can make a Shliach, it's so much in your control you can make a Tanai. It's a measure, it's a yardstick for control. For biyado, for what we'll call bailus in the Masorah for Chaim, says Tosfos, only something of bailus and control to make a shliach. You have bailus and control to make a tnai. Since I can't make shliach for chalitza, therefore I can't make a tnai. Says Rav Chaim in the stencil there. He doesn't say exactly the way we learned it from the Rav. Says Rav Chaim in the stencil there. What it means is that there are some things you're totally in control. You're doing with your own power, and some things you're not totally in control. You do something, but it happens through someone else's power. He says, Kiddushin and Gerushin and Begad and Beirubin were totally in your control, and you're doing it totally with your power. Therefore, you need Eidus Lekiyam Adavar and the Chibur and Hilchus Yibam and Chalitza. Therefore, you need Das, etc. Chalitza, you don't have the power to free this woman. How do I have the power to free my sister-in-law? I never married her. I'm not her husband. I just have to do a Chalitza. And then the Torah decrees that she's free. So the Torah releases her from the mitzvah, say, of or from the Chiyuv of Yibum. Okay, now, what's Rav Chaim saying? Shlichas is the yardstick, the Gemara and the Tosfos. Rav Chaim saying, Shlichas is the yardstick of Bailus, of something being under my control. Therefore, says Rav Chaim, we see from here, that you can only make a Shliach when you have Bailus over something. That's the Yesod of the Masorah from Rav Chaim that we got from the Rav. Shlichas goes with Bailus. You can only make a Shliach if you have Bailus over something. Not if you just do something. You can't make shliach to do something. You can only point to shliach something that you are of ownership and control over. And that's why Rav Chaim answers the famous question of the Tosos Rid. Who remembers the famous question of the Tosos Rid? Why can't I make a shliach to put on tefillin for me and to sit in the sukkah for me, et cetera, right? Right, like the famous joke, right? The Reformed Conservative and Orthodox Rabbi. Right? Now, in the old days, conservative Jews, they wanted the rabbi to be very from, like the Havmi and the Tosfos Rid, right? The rabbi should put on tefillin for them. You know the famous joke, right? Guy goes to the Reform rabbi and said, it says in the halacha you're not allowed to smoke. What should we do? This is the old days when people smoked. Nowadays, it's very different. Reform rabbi says, well, that was in the old days, but nowadays we're modern. We don't keep all the things from the old days, and therefore you can smoke. Goes to the conservative rabbi and says, Shulchan Aruch says I can't smoke. What should I do? He hems and haws and strokes his beard and says, well, we're modern, but we're traditional. There's halacha, there's the modern world. He says, you know what? You can smoke, but don't smoke in shul, and the rabbi won't smoke, and the chazan won't smoke. Guy goes to the Orthodox rabbi, says in the Shulchan Aruch, I can't smoke, but what can I do? I really need to smoke. Orthodox rabbi strokes his even longer beard a little more and says, taka, it's a good question, but I think if you make the shtar and sell your lungs to a guy, then it's okay. Okay. Anyway, only conservative rabbi is relevant for the Tosfos Rid. And relevant, I'm using in a loose sense. But what does Reb Chaim say? He answers the Tosfos Rid's kasha. Why can't I make a shliach when it's filling for me? Because putting on tefillin is not an expression of bailus. Adrabe, it's a shibud, an expression of avdus. I don't have control and I don't have a right to put on tefillin. Hashem has the right for me to put on tefillin. I have an obligation to put on tefillin. It's not, I don't have bailus over tefillin. I bailus over owning my tefillin. I essentially have to sell them or buy them. But I don't have bailus over sitting in a sukkah. I don't have bailus over any of these mitzvahs. The mitzvahs are a shibud that Hashem has bailus on me. It's not an expression of my bailus. My bailus, I'm in charge of my own ishus, getting the kedushin. I'm not in charge of my brother-in-law's ishus, chalitza, but I'm in charge of getting the kedushin. I'm in charge of my mumu. But I can't make a shliach of something I'm not a bailum of. That is the Tosus Rosh's havamina. The Tosus Rosh's says, what's the havamina the Gemara did not have a shliach on? That of a shliach for kabbalas get? Because she has no bailus. The husband has all the bailus over gerushin. He decides whether or not to divorce her. He's the bailum. She has no bailus whatsoever. She's a bal karcha. How can you make a shliach if you have no biyado in Tosus Lashon or no bailus in the Rechaim Lashon? How can you make a shliach? And that fits the famous Yerushalmi. The famous Yerushalmi says in Maseches Gittin, it says, "Afli nimatana kain adam osa shliach lekabel darishin of shalom." If a woman makes a shliach lekabel, is that a rule? You can make a shliach for something you have no bailus over. Can I make a shliach to receive a present for me? Now, again, in practical purposes, maybe the guy can receive a present for me through zochel adam shalom b'fana. I'm not interested in whether practically he can find a way to receive a present on my behalf. I'm asking, theoretically, can I appoint a shliach to receive a present for me? Can I appoint a shliach so that he won't do zochin? He'll be mamish my shliach. After all, it's not mine. I have no bailus over this present. Right? I can appoint a shliach to buy a cow for me because he's taking my money and buying a cow for me. Can I appoint a shliach to receive a free matana for me? I have no bailus. I have no rights over this. Says the Yerushalmi, no way. Of course you can make a shliach for something that doesn't belong to you. How can you make a shliach if you have no bailus? This Yerushalmi is exactly Rav Chaim and is exactly the Havamina of the Tosos Rosh. What is the Yesod of Rav Chaim? The Yesod of Rav Chaim is that shlichus is only shayach if I have bailus. What does that exclude? That excludes chalitza in the Gemara because I have no bailus. I have a gerushin, I have bailus. It's my ishus. Chalitza, I have no bailus. That's exeris agasiv. That's Hashem's plan for the Shem HaMeis. This excludes kiyum mitzvos. I have no bailus. I have a shibud. This is the famous question of the Tosos Rid. Okay, what's the Tosos Rid's answer? The Tos tells you what the Tosos Rid's answer. I'm not convinced he's right what the Tosos Rid's answer is, but either way, it's not what Chaim says. And this excludes Kabbalas Matana equals Davar She'eno Shalo in the Lashon Yerushalmi, according to the Yerushalmi. And this excludes Kabbalas Get. Kabbalas get in the Havamina of the Gemara in Kiddushin, as it says in the Tosos Rosh. Says the Tosos Rosh. You know where there's a Havamina you can't have Shlichos the Kabbalah? The Havamina you can't have Shlichos the Kabbalah is because she has no bailus, she has no biyado, she has no control. Shlichus is an expression of bailus. If you're not bailing, you can't make shliach to do something. You can only make a shliach to take over something. You can transfer power to a shliach. You can't make shliach to do something if it's not something you have power over. That's the Havamina. Now, what do inquiring minds want to know, right? Whenever I say the word, Havamina. What do inquiring minds want to know?
Why not?
What's the maskana? Right? What is the maskana? Here's a fascinating question. The maskana is, other than the fact that it's very late, but we have to make up for the last 2 weeks, the maskana is that it's a gzeiras hakasav, she'isha yechola la'asos, Shliach, the Kabbalah, What is the maskana? There are two ways to read the maskana. Is the maskana that the Torah the Torah allows regular shlichus as if she had bailus. I know she has no bailus, but the Torah gives her as if she has bailus and says do regular shlichus anyway. Or no? Do you say the maskana is that it's not regular shlichus? It's not regular shlichus, because you can't have regular shlichus without bailus. It's a new special din. It looks like shlichus. It smells like shlichus. But it's not regular shlichus. We'll have to prove this. This obviously won't be chiddush. Right? But a new din similar to yad or chatzer. Just like you put her yad, you put her chutzner. The Torah says, you know what? She can. You can put her yad. You can put her chutzner. She can also expand her yad and chutzner a little. She can make this guy count as her yad. She can make this guy count as her chutzner. Just like chutzner is mishum yad and written. Just like chutzner is mishum yad, even though it's not really my yad. So this guy will be like a yad. So which way is it? This is the fundamental hakira. And let's just finish this up quickly. Oh, we have to finish this up quickly. You're too much. So which way do we say this? This seems to be a machlokes in the Yerushalmi and the Bavli. Says the Yerushalmi, I'm like, Tamina, Torah Zikos. So we get the Torah gave her zechus. Which zechus did the Torah give her? Says the Pnei Moshe, or rather, says the Karbana Eda, HaTorah Zachsa Ish L'Kabel Get, Yecholah L'Asa Shlech L'Kabel Shem Kabel Es Dabru Shalah. The Torah made the Get Shalah, gave her Bailus over the Gittin. Maybe the Torah made it regular Gittin. He says, Mekabel Es Dabru Shalah, it is hers. But the Bnei Moshe says a little different. HaTorah Zichsa Beget L'Aso Shliach. Notice the difference in Lashon. The Karbana Eda says, Zachsa Ish L'Kabel Gita. It gave her the Bailus over Kabel Es Get, and then she can make a Shliach. The Pnei Moshe says it gave her the zechus to make a shliach. Maybe that's the difference between the formulations. This is the Karban Ha'eda. HaTorah zichsa l'kabel gita. The Torah made her the bailum to receive her get. I know it's bal karcha. Nonetheless, the Torah gave her bailus over get, and as a poel yod say, as a result of that bailus, she made a shliach. As opposed to the thing Moshe says, no, what's the subtle difference? You could say it's too subtle. A Torah zichsa osa laso shliach. Not that the Torah gave her bailus and made her a regular bailum shliach. Torah gave her a special right to make the shliach, even the Pnei Moshe. You could say the Torah gave her the special right, and therefore it's regular shlichus, but at least it opens up the possibility that it's not regular shlichus. And this is the machlokes in the Shitlo no delami there. Says the Shitlo no delami, and machlokes in him and his rebbeim, he Mori, him and his rebbe. We're not sure who his rebbe was, because Shitlo no delami, we're not sure who he was. But what does he say? He says that what do the rebbeim say? The rebbeim say that, give me a second, that you only, how do you know that her shliach can make a shliach? After all, then they darshan, how do we know the shliach can make a shliach, and they darshan, the shliach can make a shliach. How do we know her shliach can make a shliach? So the first day it says her shliach can't make a shliach, like they're gone. Why? Notice the lashon. The lahai gavru tukam masri yado ki yada. This guy, his yad is like her yad, but he can't make another shliach. And what is the meaning? Yeah, one guy's yad is like a yad. Why can't you make another shliach? It's not regular shlichus. He seems to say the maskana is not regular shlichus. And what does the Shulchan Aruch himself say? No, kaven de chazin l'shliach shalosa shliach hoed din l'shliach shalah, kaven de golilon de iyanami mashri shliach, ki heichin shliach shalosa shliach shliach don nami lo shna. Once we know she can make a shliach, it has all the regular rules of shlichus. This is the two deos in the Shita Lenogalami. This is the Moro Shel Shita Lenogalami. It's only one yado ki yado. Only one guy has a hand like her hand, but otherwise not. As opposed to the Shita Lenogalami himself, Shitala Nodalim himself says no. Once there's a chiddush of shlichus, it's regular shlichus. Okay, this seems to be the chakira. What are we saying then? What we're saying then is that there's two ways to understand shlichus of Kabbalah. You could say the Torah gave her bialos over her get. She's now regular bialos. She has regular shlichus. Once the Torah made a regular shlichus, shlichus a shliach. And then you would deny all these five things or explain them in technical ways. Or you could say yesod. What's the yesod? To use the lashon of the Shita Lenogalami's Rebbe, yado ki yada, and that's the yesod of, you know what, maybe we'll just, okay. There's a few more rayas we need to bring for this yesod. You see exactly where we're going. Maybe we'll just summarize it at the beginning of the next year. And just chazer this at the middle of the next year, because we need to bring a few more bias to this. But you see where we're going, that if there's the special din of yado ki yada and not a regular din of shluch shalani kamoso at all, then that can be used to explain the bringing gash. Okay, we'll come back to this. I apologize that I just don't want to go past 11 o'clock, and it's already 11:12. So we'll come back to this in Mirshem on Monday, and then we'll go weiter in the Gemara. On Monday, we'll just finish discussing this, and that way people have time to think about if they want to disprove this theory. And we'll continue in the Gemara and Rashi Tosfos until the Mishnah. I'll send them, of course, later, of course. But just a plan for what we'll do. We'll continue in the Gemara Rashi Tosfos until the Mishnah, and we'll spend most of our time trying to figure out the very difficult Rambam in Hilchas Avadim that ties into that in Hilchas Avadim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Dalet Tavav. So if you want to start preparing for the next year, you'll want to continue Gemara Rashi Tosfos until the Mishnah and the Rambam in Hilchas Avadim, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav, with Reb Chaim's galore on the Rambam and on the Gemara, etc. So we will stop now. Thank you all for sticking with me. This far, at least, we've seen basically where we're going. And we'll just finish summarizing this in the next time and then go on and try to get to the Mishnah and solve the difficult Rama. If anyone has a question, please, of course, feel free to ask.
Yeah, how does Rav Shach do it? Which way does he go on this?
How does Rav Shach do it? Rav Shach goes with the way I'm saying right now.
Which part? How precisely? Because he's quoting the Yerushalmi, so apparently he knew this from Reb Chaim.
Precisely exactly which of the things I'm saying does Rav Shach say, which does he not say? I don't remember, but I think the Yesod, he's saying the exact same thing. A whole bunch of Manar Chronim saying the same thing. The Mar Cheshes is saying the same thing. And and Rav Shach, not the Shach, but obviously. But Rav Shach in the Avi Ezri is saying the same thing. A whole bunch of modern Achronim all like this derech more than they like the Avnei Lum's derech. Okay, but if you want to see exactly what he says, you can read it inside, and you'll see exactly which parts he says, which parts he doesn't, which I don't remember. Okay. All right. Have a great day, everybody, and a great Shabbos.
Does the Avnei Miluim chiluk between that Natina is different from the Chaluta Gerushin, that the Chaluta Gerushin is about to get itself, is that connected all to Machloket of Rambam and the Rambam and the Rashba that we saw? If he puts it in the Her Chatzer, but Atra Gagat Leada.
Let me think for a second. Meaning if the Nesina is sort of less Gershon Dick and more of like a Tanai, would that necessarily imply that it has lower standards? I would say in some vague sense, you might think so, that the more we make the Sina sort of separate Tanai, as opposed to, you know, the Etzem HaGerushin, the more we might be likely to lower the standard somewhat. But I'm not sure if, you know, if it's Mukhrach. So I have to think about it. We both have to think about it. Okay. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you, Rabbi.